You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
It's the hottest part. Oh my God, where did you get this cappuccino? Hell? I burnt my tongue. My tongue is fucking on fire. Coffee, what is this? Hello. What's up, everybody? We're back. You fucking cocksuckers. I have the bomb bandana. You know I'm going to have the first bomb of the day. Whose phone is this right here? That's fine. Please get it out of my way. We're back with another YK Live W fucking dude. Fucking dude. The original. This is not working, by the way. Can you? All right, there we go. Are we recording now?
Now we're
good. Fucking great. But you have the audio, correct? Nice. We have triple audio here because I fuck up a lot.
Triple A.
I forget to put push buttons and stuff, so we have triple audio. Yes, the original podcast. Before any fucking of you fags had podcasts, this podcast was hot. And then
did the first podcast, right?
Yeah. I don't even have one.
You
now.
And Colin Quinn did the first podcast together.
Before Burr.
It was the first podcast.
Before Burr.
In America.
Before everybody.
The first
audio, yes.
The first audio.
Audio.
Podcast in history.
Yes. Comedian.
Is this?
No, comic.
Yeah. A lot of the articles about podcasting leave that out. Why do you think that is?
Because they didn't do their fucking research.
Fake news. I got you.
I'm with it. It's fucking fake news.
I know. Every time I read an article about podcasting, it doesn't mention that.
How many times do you read podcasts?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever read one.
Well, I like to do a little due diligence because it's my. I have a podcast too, and I'm interested.
Yeah,
in
and your podcast.
I'm interested in the medium.
Your podcast. Why? What's the sound happening? What's happening with this?
This guy is running around the room. You're making me nervous.
He's making me nervous too.
I don't like physical activity.
What's happening?
I'm just turning him down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way.
I see, to keep the king happy. Okay.
No, you're just a little too loud.
All right.
You're a little hot.
Okay.
We don't want to, what do they call it in the business?
Yeah, a little hot.
No, I know.
Got heat?
Here's the comic fucking timing. No, just start kicking shit. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you, Tim.
I believe you.
Buddy, I don't think you do.
I believe that
I'm not
you,
Dutch. I get sarcasm.
I believe that
Bobby
you.
Bobby started Twitter too. Remember?
I believe that.
I did.
I believe that.
I didn't start Twitter. I started social media as we know.
I read that. I read an article.
Thank you.
Social media article.
Thank you.
I stay up on them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You were the first to tweet, no?
What?
You were the first to tweet?
No. No, now you're getting things mixed up. That's this is where shit gets.
Yeah.
No, I went into O&A with Twitter and they were like, dude, fuck Twitter. That's stupid.
They're right. Still fuck Twitter.
But they were like, it's never going to, that's something stupid. Nobody's ever going to do it. I'm not doing it. 2 months later, how many do you got? I got this. How many do you got?
Right.
You know. So they,
Well, that was a great radio show. They weren't like investors, though. They weren't calling market trends.
Buddy,
I was accurately
on Twitter. I went to the company. I literally got invited to Twitter.
That's crazy.
I met the owner, the founders
Jack,
of Twitter.
Jack
walked up to my table while I was eating at their cafeteria with all the free food.
Wow!
And they were like, "Hey, how you doing?" Blah blah. Sat down, talked. All right, see you later. I was like,
"How
is that?"
That's
the two founders of Twitter.
Wait, what kind of food did they have?
That's my question.
Everything.
Yeah. That's
really?
My question. Yeah.
Anything you wanted. All these tech companies. Their whole thing is like open, you know,
office.
It's gonna be like 9 month vacations.
Yeah,
they'll do whatever at those companies like Google and
they. I don't know about 9 month.
You get like paternity leave. They even treat the father.
Yeah, if you
good,
have a baby,
like,
yeah, you can. You can leave.
I want free food. Can we get free food here?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, you can have food.
Can we do it here?
What do you mean, eat here?
Yeah, put in a buffet.
No,
you want a buffet here?
Yeah,
there
sure.
is one downstairs. It's the fucking Olive Tree. Go get what you want. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't care. Get whatever you want.
Got wings after.
Let's introduce the show.
All right. We have Katie Hannigan.
Hi.
Which has been killing it at battling.
Oh, thank
lately.
You.
Yes.
Katie, I knew Katie before.
You were the first person to know Katie.
Katie?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep. You're my
Hang
dad.
Let's be honest.
1 second, Katie.
Let's be honest.
Katie, who kind of put you in something back in the day?
Because I used to live with Kelly Festuca. She was my roommate.
I know. She told me.
Wow. Were you doing comedy then?
Yeah.
But were you popping? No.
No.
But who put you popping? Who got you? Who put you in your first
Daddy
gig?
Daddy got you popping.
Yeah, you got that was my that
That's
was
a big video you were in. That was on
video.
Simon and Schuster.
I think I was blowing you in that video. If I don't
let's
remember
just, we don't have to
incorrectly.
Fuck, it was the is that for some reason it was really the way she did it was sexy as hell.
Right.
Because she's supposed to be blowing, I think, me or Joe. And she popped up, hey.
Like
she,
right.
Just, it was just a great time.
I have training. Yeah. I have training.
It was real. She was like, hey, how you doing? And then I pushed her head back down. She was like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, technically, so,
you know,
there you
I'm
go.
I'm a professional.
There you go.
You were on that, the Chief video. You were great, though. I was
a
little
you.
Nervous because for Stuka.
Well, you never know what to expect.
Yeah.
I think you do.
I told my boyfriend at the time that I was in that video, and he got in a fight with me until I cried at the restaurant we were at.
Yeah, that's not a good video.
I should have kept it to myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I told Kelly, too. I go, look, this is what we need. You do it. Because I know Kelly didn't have a boyfriend, and she sucked everybody's dick.
Yeah. It's hard for her. She has dyslexia.
Why was she as a roommate?
Your boyfriend wasn't in the business, right?
He was a college humor guy at the time.
Oops.
Yeah. No, not a comic, though.
No, because a comic would have been like, do it.
Yeah, comics don't care.
Do it. Suck his dick for real if he, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of comics.
Thank you. Just got back from Mohegan Sun. Great time. A lot of people came out that heard me on Tuesdays with Stories.
Yes.
So that was very
Where does
nice.
Tuesday and Stories come with?
I'm joking.
Where does that come from?
I'm just saying.
Where does that originate from?
I know. It all comes from here. So even when I try to make a joke, I'm reinforcing your point. Actually, a lot of people came out from YKWD.
Oh, good.
Two comics at Mohegan Sun said, we love Bobby. We heard about you from Bobby's show.
Yeah.
This is true. And I don't even like. I don't even like to hear this because I have to come back and admit this to him.
Why would that bother you?
I'm kidding with you. Because,
but why would that bother?
Because
you?
Because I owe everything to you, and it's uncomfortable.
No, you're not Lewis.
It's
you don't
uncomfortable.
Know everything
if I
now Lewis does.
I got
Listen,
written up in
don't.
A magazine, and I read the thing, and it's really nice. And the last line's like, and you could hear him be funny on YKW. I'm like, this is.
Did it really?
Yeah, I was like, this That's is insane.
Amazing.
The guy's, what am I gonna do?
Everybody
I don't know. Why don't you try being nice? Instead of a
Would you suck his dick?
Who else do we got?
Suck his dick.
Listen, if he gets a show on TV, let's not get nuts. Not for radio work.
It's not radio. It's podcasting work.
Trust me, I know.
Who else do we got?
All the way from LA, we have the beautiful Kim
Thank
Congdon.
You. Thank you.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're at the wedding together.
We were. Yeah.
This weekend, beautiful wedding.
It was a beautiful
Joe List.
Sarah Tomash.
Tomash? I didn't know. That's why I didn't say it during the wedding.
Tolomachy.
Sarah List.
No.
She's a Native American.
Yeah, she is.
She's Italian. Tolomachy. I didn't say, I didn't even attempt the last name because he had me marry them.
Right.
They were already married 2 days before.
Did you have to become a minister?
I didn't.
He didn't get ordained.
When they asked me to do it, I was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I got to become a fucking online minister. I know how it works because somebody else wanted me to do it, but I actually was like, you know what? I don't want to do it because I've had 3 people ask me before and I told them all no because it's too much pressure. I hate weddings.
Right.
I fucking hate going. Yeah. I don't like them. They're a fucking waste of money. That's why me and my wife eloped in Hawaii, and it didn't cost you a dime.
Yeah.
You watched it on the computer from your house or the Comedy Cellar. But whatever. Joe's was nice. He wanted a quick one. He said he wanted 5 minutes ceremony and blah, blah, blah. And it's very stressful, though. It's very stressful because you got comics, every fucking comic in the world there, and not just comics. The fucking worst comics. The worst. Norman Gomez. Fucking. I mean, even List would have fucking trashed me.
Ari was there.
Huh?
Ari.
Yeah, you know, those are the guys, you know, it's not like Tom Cotter, Tom Papa, who would just be supportive and nice and talk about me behind my back.
Right.
These cunts would have heckled me out loud at the wedding.
So how did your speech go?
The speech was good, but it was hard because they wanted funny, but they didn't want too funny. And they wanted, you know, spiritual, but not religious.
You had the perfect amount. I would say you were like 80% serious, 20% funny.
Yeah, I had 3 lines. I had 4 lines. Lewis Gomez, I forget what it was. That was on the fly right before the wedding. I was like, you got your friends and family, your friends, your family's here. All your friends are here. Lewis Gomez is here. But I said Lewis Gomez intentionally just to see how committed he was.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's such a motherfucker. Whatever you say about Lewis, you got to give him credit. The cocksucker's committed. He went, Jay Gomez.
In the middle of the wedding.
In the middle of the
wedding. Amazing. That's amazing. That hit, I'm sure. I got a big laugh.
It hit, no.
No, it didn't. It bombed. No, it bombed.
Oh, it hot.
But people were like, what the fuck is this brown dude yelling from the back row?
I just wanted to see how committed he was.
That's so funny.
Because I knew that would fucking, he'd be like, Jay.
Yes.
And it just shot out. I was like, oh, God bless him. He did it.
That's great.
Yeah, there was a couple lines. There was a couple things. Joe, but things happened too. I went, Joe, you ready? He went, I handed the mic. Yes, I'm ready.
Aww. Yeah.
And then there was a couple on the vows. I changed the vows on them.
Yeah.
They gave me these vows, but their vows were like, I don't know. It was like, you know, I'm going to mess up. And if I mess up, you'll be there. And you'll mess up and I'll be there for you
when
you mess up.
When I cheat on you.
Yeah.
Like, you cheat on me.
It was very, like, fucking...
Your pussy doesn't get wet anymore when I fuck you.
Yes.
It's like, what the fuck?
It was really, like, sad. Like, so I have these other ones. I found these other ones. My uncle is a justice of the peace.
Yeah.
I guess you can... justice of peace and a notary. I guess if you become a justice of the peace, you automatically become a notary, too.
Okay.
FYI.
Yeah.
So you can stamp your own shit. And, I asked him for some stuff, and he gave me a couple things, and I took one. And then I took the definition of love from the Bible.
Oh,
wow.
But I didn't say the Bible.
Wait, because... you did the love is patient, love is kind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some real Southie Boston shit right
well,
there.
I couldn't say the Bible because everybody's an atheist.
Oh, come on.
Really?
The whole family, yeah.
No.
Were, yeah, they're not,
people
they don't...
are never atheists.
Yeah, they were. He.
I know. Why would we be?
What's the word, Tim, when it's...
agnostic.
No, let me ask the question first, okay. You fucking Long Island psychic.
I thought we were playing a game.
No, right, go on. Pagan.
What's
They're
that?
They're pagans?
Well, oh, that's witches. No.
Druids?
Hang on.
That's witches.
No, let me finish my thought. I really just yelled out the word because I got it. Well, he can't, the father.
This is Bobby's old Boston self coming out. They're pagan. The whole family, they're witches. They're warlocks.
He came up at the end, he goes, you know, he's from South Africa. And
which father?
Sarah's father.
Oh my god.
He's South African? Dude, he is like a character from a movie.
Yeah, I don't
feel. How
I don't,
hot is her sister, though?
Yeah, he.
Yeah, her sister. Was
sisters,
hot.
I mean, yeah, great. Yeah. And the mother's great, too, but her father is definitely a big. He's a man's man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is an old school man.
Dude,
yeah.
I wouldn't fuck with him.
I wouldn't
he's
fuck with him.
Like, open up a drawer and find your own head.
He came up and goes, you know, whatever the accent is, I don't know how to do it. I can't do it.
Yeah,
South
it's like
African.
A drunk.
It was like English.
Like drunk
it's like a
British.
Dutch, kind of a
yeah,
Dutch.
They sound like drunk British people, drunk Australians. It's gross. It's
a Sarah.
Yeah, what is
like
it?
Old, like Sarah, you know.
Do it again?
Like,
gross.
No.
Let me hear it again.
No, I'm done.
No, come on, try it.
No. Okay, ready? Sarah, and then he told that story that like got too long. Like it was like one of those stories that fathers tell about their kids that people are like.
That made me cry.
It made you cry?
Because
it made me cry that it was
sick.
So long.
Sarah was sick when she was a kid.
Was she really?
When?
Dude, it was like chicken pox. What was it? It was asthma.
I was sick this year.
We all had fucking asthma.
Hang on one second, fucking Sorry. Lewis Jr. Jesus Christ, she's coming out of fucking hot. Fuck her and her fucking wedding. She didn't die. My sister's dead.
What? This white
Relax.
Bitch.
Relax.
It was a great wedding.
Would you get a pep talk before the show? Chill out.
No, what did he say to you before the show? That's
I know,
what I want to know.
He said that Bobby Kelly's going to be pissed when he finds out that me and Lewis are so much alike.
I don't think you're alike.
Yeah, you're definitely
I think
not
you're alike, but you're good for Lewis. I think you're really good for Lewis. I do.
You do?
I do. I think the girls he dates, I love B. I'll always love his original chick.
She's
the OG, the OG chick.
The OG chick. She's the best.
She's great.
She's great. I love I love her. She's just awesome. But I like you the best since then.
I'm good.
I think you're good.
Good.
You know why
it's
you can tell it's
be.
A good girl? Because Lewis will say something and she goes, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, he wanted to wear jeans to the wedding.
Of course he did.
Like,
you should have let him do that.
In Vans.
I just got to.
I saw it.
No.
I don't want my butthole licked.
What is it? Oh, God. Fucking Mike Calta ass. Anyways, he's hilarious. The wedding was great. The father was. I thought the story was great because if you looked at. I was watching Sarah and she was tearing up. Because she's remembering how much her father fucking loves her.
Yeah.
And I'm a fucking sap. I cry. That shit just hits my heart.
Yeah.
Father, and now that, especially that I have a kid.
Yeah.
When I see father and kid, you know, I'm like.
Because you're like thinking of the future.
I'm just thinking of like, oh my God, I'm just so happy my kid's not sick. And if he was, I'd be there and all
oh
this.
Oh my gosh.
And it's very sad. But he was very scary, dude. Like, in the front row, he was looking at me. He's got those round, fucking original
white
guy eyes.
What does he do? What's he do for a living?
Yeah, you
he
fucking talk over my fucking line. There you go. What the fuck? Jesus
sorry,
Christ. What does he do? Relax.
I'm curious.
Nice little fucking eye joke that you stepped on.
I apologize.
What the fuck? Hey, why don't you listen, you fucking shitty actor?
I'm trying to make...
What does he do? I don't know what the fuck he does.
Well, that would have been something interesting to ask.
Should we call Joe?
I didn't understand him.
Yeah.
I can't even do his accent. But he came up to me after. He was like, you know, we have to do these pagan rituals. And I was like this. Okay. I'm glad I took the. I'm glad I took that line. This is from the Bible out of the fucking.
He really said we got to do pagan rituals.
Look, man, they don't believe in a religion. I get it. You know what I mean?
So what rituals?
Pagan ritual is the actual act of, you know, having me stand up there and say these words and marry. You know, you can just go get married and live life together. You don't
right.
need you
I
don't
gotcha.
Need all this horse shit.
Well, it's a ceremony. I don't
the
know if it's
ceremony.
A
all this
I don't
crazy.
Think it's a pagan thing. I think it's just this is a ceremony.
I didn't say it.
Yeah,
all
was
him.
He pagan or was he just calling it pagan like in a dismissive way?
I think he was. I think it's the latter.
I hope he used the word pagan. I'm just that word hit me, and I think that's the word he used. Pagan, yes.
Do you think with his accent, maybe he was saying we had to do these faggot rituals?
I think I was actually talking to Nick DiPaolo.
Yeah.
You got a fucking faggot. You know, fucking
faggots.
Well, he was, I was sitting at Nick. You could tell the tables, too. There was the fucking headliner, almost finished table. Like, yeah. Just, you know, me, Gary, Nick Griffin, some other guy I don't even know that I heard is a fucking monster comic.
Yeah.
Then there was the fucking writer's table. There was just these writers. And then there was the fucking skank table. Just fucking Ari, Lewis, Dan. Who else was over there?
That's only people I knew.
Yeah, there was just that table who just, you know, if shit went down.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah, Nate. Just fucking drug addicts and alcoholics. And
all they kept doing was trying to figure out who would have the best show. From tables.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The tables were fighting. Like, we'd be the better show.
We weren't. They were.
Yeah, they
that
were.
That immature fucking table.
I mean, and they did it for way too long.
Yeah.
They talked about it. I left and smoked pot twice, and I came back, and they were still trying to decide who would have the better show.
Yeah. When in reality, you could just look at people's fucking, you know, checks from comedy shows and be like, well, those guys are winning. But I'm playing Connecticut at the Treehouse on fucking Wednesday for $500. Listen, not me.
Oh.
That table. Oh. Yeah, it was a good wedding, though.
It was a really good wedding.
It was a good wedding. Nobody got fucked. Nobody got fucking too crazy. I left, thank God, before it got too crazy.
Yeah.
The thing that sucked, though, is I bought Joe a nice box of fucking My Father cigars. And he told me the next day he was walking around and people just grabbed him. And there was like, they smoked like just a quarter of it and just left it.
Oh.
Really? Does that ruin the cigar?
What?
I don't know. If you smoke a little bit,
it ruins the money you wasted on the cigar that wasn't smoked all the way.
Can you save them?
I love when somebody's so dumb they make everybody else
what
feel dumb.
What the fuck do I know about cigars,
I love that.
Bobby?
You just made Tim Dillon do a fucking Scooby-Doo.
I was like, what? Was the food good? Okay. Anyway,
I don't know.
Was it music? Was
so
it
we
music?
Call Joe?
Let me ask you. You
was
were there.
Was it pagan food?
No, no, no. What do you think?
Right. I don't think it would be.
What? Listen, you come out of the gate fucking fuck them.
I think it was really... And I didn't say fuck them. You said that Sarah
said
was sick when she was younger, and I said she had asthma.
No,
that's not
you
being
said,
sick.
You said...
That's fucking being alive.
Her dad was a fucking boring drool, and he should have shut up 20 minutes ago.
No,
that's what you said.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did! Like, fucking basically, that's what you
I
did.
I said the story was long, and it made it sound like she was dying, and it was asthma. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he should have ended it 20 minutes before he did. The father giving away
the
his daughter.
The food was great, dude.
What kind of food did they have?
Are you lying?
Yeah, you're just lying
be a,
so
be a real
bad
ass
right
woman.
Now.
Be a real ass woman.
It was good.
What'd
did you
have?
Like it? What'd you have?
I had the chicken.
How Ooh, was the chicken?
Yum. Everyone
it
loves
tasted
chicken.
Like chicken.
Everybody has the chicken.
Everyone loves
wedding.
Chicken in
it
a wedding.
It tasted like chicken.
Listen,
for sure, it tasted exactly like.
I had Nick DiPaolo go over to Ari Shaffir and use his dandruff on my fucking cod.
Ew.
Just add taste.
Dude, yeah, the cod.
Says something.
The cod was.
No, the cod. Listen, it's wedding food. It's, you know, you can't, you're not going to, unless the wedding hires a chef and blah, 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 then you're
right.
not going to get, you're not
no,
going to get, you know, the best
it's
shit.
It's nicer to just get
I'll tell you what
together.
Was good. The appetizers were real good.
What appetizer?
So when this is the best part about his wedding. He had the ceremony, told me it needs to be 5 minutes. It wound up being like 11, 14 minutes or whatever, because, you know, just all the shit takes longer. You know what I mean?
Right.
All the applause. No, I'm kidding. So then, and then we went right into this little room, and there was just a ton of appetizers, like people walking around with crab cakes. And
that's great.
That was good.
That cocktail shit, hour. The cocktail hour.
That shit
cool.
Cocktail hour.
That yeah. shit was real
Yum.
Good. Thank God.
You could tell the difference in my reaction. I was like, the chicken was good. No, the appetizers, dude.
The appetizers were fucking great.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of fruit and stuff like that, and then they had a nice room, and then they let us in, and then it took a while between food.
I liked how they did the thing where they served you the appetizer, then you got to work it off with a yeah. dance, and then they served you the meal, and you got to work it off with a dance.
And everybody danced, too. Yeah. That was fun. I remember, yeah. you know, I was at Lenny's wedding, and you're like, you have to drag comics on the floor. I get it. I'm not a dancer. Like, Joe List...
Didn't stop.
Didn't stop dancing the whole night.
Oh, that's adorable. So
they were so happy dancing. They both didn't stop dancing. They
the whole fucking night.
Loved it.
They love dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a love story.
It is a love story.
What do you mean it's like a love story?
It's like Dirty Dancing.
You know, it's like a love story. You know, two comics, they find each other. You know, Joe's career is going really great in the last couple of years. He has this beautiful wedding. It's like a
night on the same night.
Yeah, it's like a love story.
Yeah, they dressed
as like a nice event.
Olive oil and Popeye for Halloween, and they were dancing then.
Really you know? Cute.
Yeah, but there's a difference between enjoying yourself at your wedding and dancing. They love fucking dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, and Joe's good.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good. It was surprisingly knew the words. And so dance his ass off.
You knew the words to the dance?
Look, when you're at a wedding, you're going to go out and dance. You're going to do this goofy whatever it is, the Bruno Mars. Everybody's going to go out for that easy dance. And then there's going to be some hard dancing where, you know, you're just going to be, I'm going to back off. I'm going to go sit down for a couple of those.
Right.
Then I'm going to do a Journey slow song with my chick.
Right.
Be out there. Then you're going to do a dance with you and a guy. You're going to dance because that's going to happen because everybody has to. But then there's, you know, then you sit down a little bit. But then there's people that like to dance.
And they're up the whole night.
Whole night. They had, he was sweating.
It's usually like one of them will be an elderly woman. Yeah. One of them will be like an older lady.
Yeah.
Who
took a course. She had a tango class at her
who's
fucking
very
class.
Proud of the fact that she's, and she'll be like, still going. Like, she'll be doing that stuff.
I went to my.
And she's dead at the next family function.
Listen, but you know what? That night's what you live for.
But here, the wedding was good because the timing was good.
Yeah.
The only thing that was a little long was from the pasta to the main course. That was a little long, right?
They made us wait a little too long for the main course, for sure.
To where, like, you couldn't not eat the food. If you didn't like the cod, you couldn't not eat it because you had to have energy to get through the wedding.
Yeah.
That's how long they made us wait. Like, I have to eat this now or I'm going to pass out.
It looked beautiful, like, all outside.
It was beautiful. The wedding was beautiful. Quick, fast, inside, appetizers, dancing, then food, and then it was, the people like me and, you know, we had to leave, kids, blah, gone, and then the young kids all stayed. They were smoking pot all night.
Yeah.
Smoking cigs, hanging out. It was a good time.
Good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was a good wedding, and it must be a fucking bitch to put together a wedding and feed so many people.
Yeah, it sucks.
And, like,
I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
We're married a lot.
I'm divorced.
Wow.
Go, girl.
Hey. I love that.
I just don't believe, I don't think weddings... I just don't. I think it's
they're
a fucking
pain in the ass.
Just have a party.
No, but you know what? Look, everybody had a good time.
Fun, though.
I think you got to realize that, like, you know, people want to commemorate that day in a different way than they commemorate a 50-year-old birthday party or a retirement party. Like, it's got to be a distinct type of celebration.
Are you supposed to have a party when you're 50?
Yeah, you know, that's like a big party.
Is it?
Yeah, huge. Wow. Usually.
Wow.
You
over
know, retirement party is a big party. A wedding is probably the biggest party I think you have.
Yeah.
The wedding is the biggest party that you throw in your entire life.
I mean, look, I didn't have it.
I don't believe we don't discuss. I discuss.
What?
She said quinceañera, but I don't.
It's pretty big.
We're going to discuss.
He doesn't believe in quinceañeras.
He doesn't recognize it.
We're going to talk about American
things. What is it? What is that?
It's when you're 15.
It's a sweet 16 for
Hispanics.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's like a wedding.
Yes, but
you're trying to get fucking, like.
Just saying.
Yeah.
More listeners in Mexico? What are you trying to do?
Sure.
That's a big party, too. But I think the wedding is above the communion, the quinceañera, even the baptism. I think the wedding's the biggest one.
This bitch is just trying to get an easy name
Long
for the
Island,
podcast.
My buddy.
Quinceañera?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My buddy. You know, Goya is sponsoring
times.
Us. My buddy had a wedding with his Long Island weddings. These Long Island girls are crazy. My friend, 80 grand, went into debt.
What?
$80,000.
I had a friend do that.
For one night. And he pulled me aside during the wedding. He goes, she invited everybody. that she ever fucking met. From she lived in California. He goes, for 3 months, she invited everybody, you know? Damn. And then, listen, there were plates of food that nobody touched because people didn't show up. And they were just throwing it out. You know, the people in the wedding, they're clearing out the next. Yeah. And he's like, and he would tap me on the shoulder. He'd like, take a look at that. That's 80 grand being thrown in the garbage. Yeah.
Wow. It's a way. It's a.
Well, I hope their marriage lasts.
Here's my thing. Tell me if this is not okay.
Yeah.
Go get fucking married, just you and her, and your family, right? Just
or
your mom,
him.
Your mom and dad, right? Or just you two.
Yeah.
And get married, and then just throw a fucking party, and let everybody come to the party.
That's the wedding.
When you eloped, what was your wedding?
You still have to describe the wedding.
Yeah, that's literally a wedding. Can I tell my wedding plan?
I can't. When three girls talk at once, it turns into just noise. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
When anyone talks, it's noise.
Yeah, when girls, it's worse. Listen, what'd you say?
Okay, this is my plan when I get married. Every year on Valentine's Day, don't fucking steal this, either of you bitches.
I already did.
The Empire State Building.
Let me get my notebook.
They let you write an essay. And they'll choose 14 couples to get married at the top of the Empire State Building on Valentine's Day. Totally free. I'm sure it's freezing as hell.
This
up
is
there,
already
but...
very sad. Like, this is
like
already.
Sleepless
by the way,
Seattle.
None of those 14 couples make it 2 years. There's no way.
No, that's my plan. It's free, you know?
Yeah, but what if you.
What if you don't get
yeah,
it?
What if you, like, by the time you get it, first of all, what if you don't get it? What if you do get it and then you really don't like the guy come February?
What if he jumps off the building after we get married?
Listen, my plan is to get married at Ralph Sutton's apartment. It's slightly small, but coffee and water for everyone.
And
unlimited.
Then, and then we're going to sell it for $5.99.
And then we'll get sold on Gas Digital.
We're going to make t-shirts called The Wedding.
The Wedding. Yeah,
my silk big screen. Fat gay wedding.
Get silk screen shirts while the wedding's happening.
I liked when you were speaking at the wedding and you were like, these two people love each other and they're standing in front of everyone to like prove it. And you're like, actually, this is all kind of weird. Like, because it is. Weddings are like, being married is a very weird thing in general.
It's a weird thing because...
It's kind of like being like, prove it. You know?
But if you meet people that aren't married...
It's the government.
And together you think they're cheating.
But if you look at marriages over the year, right? Look at look at marriages back when I was a kid. A marriage... You went to a church, you went to a hall, they took the photos of the bride and the family, and then you went in and you had some drinks, and then you had to wait for them to be announced. And it was very ritualistic for a long time. And then finally people started going, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this. We're gonna cut that out. Let's not do it in a church. Let's just do it at the hall. So now marriages are getting streamlined. Because weddings fucking blow.
Yeah.
They fucking blow. I'd rather go to a funeral. It's quicker.
I like weddings.
Funerals are great.
I got to be honest with you.
I really
like I have
two of the girls. I mean, the girliest thing. I like wedding. Me too.
I like the cake.
I love funerals.
Funerals
I like
to
a
me.
Funeral too. A
funerals.
Because everybody comes out. I see family that I haven't seen in
if
so long.
You can't have fun at a funeral.
I've never had a bad time at a funeral.
I've had great, some of the best times of my life I've had at funerals.
Hardest
amazing.
Laughs. Hardest
first of all,
laughs.
And it's nice to get tear up and like go to a funeral parlor and watch somebody go on the ground because it makes you feel like you feel alive and then you kind of get focused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
Italian like, funerals.
So you use it as a, like a bottom, like
no,
a mini bottom?
I can't afford a retreat. So when one of my friend's dads or mom's dies, it's nice to go out to Long Island to a nice leafy
That's
green cemetery, watch them get put in, remember that they took me on a vacation, bought me dinner,
right.
Tear up a little bit, and then get back in the car and go, I got to write that pilot and really start focusing my time.
That's a good point.
I think that funerals are fun for comedians.
Yeah. We're
fun. I think funerals are fun for comedians. There's nothing funner than, I mean, nothing funnier than a comic's funeral. It's just, I mean, Patrice's funeral, how sad it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I heard Billy talking about, he was telling me how hilarious Charlie Murphy's, he said it was the funniest comedy show he's ever been to,
right.
Charlie Murphy's funeral.
Crazy.
He was like, people going up and annihilating at his funeral. I mean, the funniest shit ever said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for comics, I think it would be funny. I mean, I like them better than a fucking wedding. If you think about a wedding, right? Think about if you're in the wedding, you're fucked.
Oh,
if
God.
Someone asks
so
you to be
expensive.
In the wedding, you're fucked because you're dropping
$3,000.
Dropping a lot. Well, women worse because you got to get all that horse shit. But guys, you have to pay for the meal, right? You basically give a couple hundred bucks, right? That's what I did. Give like whatever the fuck it is, 250. You're figuring out, all right, let's give them 250 because you're paying them back for the food that you're eating, basically, and giving them a little money. Then you get them a gift. It's like, fuck me. That's five bills. You know what I mean? It's like, I could stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, love yourselves in private or love each other in private.
Me and my wife, you know what we did? We went, I told you this, right?
No.
We went, my wife's the shit. She goes, I don't want a wedding. I just want to get married. We'll elope. I want to do it in Hawaii, though.
That's awesome.
She goes, I go, okay, we have to show our family, your mother, especially your mother, because your mother was sick. She couldn't travel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She was just, her parents were old, but I loved her mother and father. I hired a web guy to come to the beach and set up cameras.
Wow.
And a Wi-Fi. So there's a
really
dude
cool.
with a table, cameras and a Wi-Fi, and we had, you know, they had, we hired a, we got a wedding package. Hawaiian dude with a conch shell married us on the beach, but there's no private beaches in Maui. They're all public. So he had to like angle the camera because if you went an inch to the left, there was a fat English family just watching us. It was awful. Like eight just tubby English people watching us. And if you went an inch to the left, there was another wedding happening right there. But like I was out there, she came out, the limo, walked through the sand, the guys, and it's live. It was live. So our wedding invitation was a link to a website that you clicked on, signed in, and watched us.
Wow.
And
that's
you could
smart.
You could comment. Like Voss was talking to my grandmother in a chat room, which was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they watched it. They were down the cellar. They had it on the computer at the bar. So all the Colin, Norton, SD was all, they were all watching.
That's awesome.
Me get married. And as soon as we were done, I'll see you guys later. Bye. I was actually going, thanks, everybody. Thanks. You know, I was thanking all my friends, Colin and Norton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my wife goes, would you win an award? Fucking twat. But yeah, we got married. Done. And we were on our honeymoon that
right.
night.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, this whole... But then you can come back. The one thing I wish we did is had a big party, like at a big VFW, or just get a hall and have a party buffet. Go up when you want, really good food.
Yeah.
Just eat as much as you want, when the fuck you want, and a DJ, fuck it, or a live band. And just have a party.
I love a buffet.
I actually got married during the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. It was really fun. Everyone had torches anyway. I said, let's just do it.
Great food.
All your friends had the torches.
Yeah, they all had my torches, my friends. So I said, you know what? Let's just make the best of this do something. So it was a lot of, it was fun. There was a lot, people were really, it was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So I was happy. Fun.
I'm really
enjoyable.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow.
There's a link you can watch. I'll send it to everybody.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people clubbing each other, but if you look very closely, I'm doing my vows. Oh,
they were trying to club the little two figures on the cake.
Wouldn't it be funny if that riot was just about my wedding and had nothing to do with race? Nothing to do with race.
It was just about one of them hooking up with a guy.
You can't do this, man. You're our friend. We have the same viewpoint.
Yeah. Another influential leader in the movement lost. That was a weird fucking, I can't believe it.
This crazy.
It's just, I don't even get it. It's like, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm out. I'm out of it. I'm just going to go take care of.
What do you mean? You're out of the neo-Nazi group that me and you joined 3 months ago?
I'm out.
Are you going to fucking tell people, Bobby? There are dues. You got to cover your dues.
Everybody you talk to, I either got to be this way.
Of course.
I got to be either this way or that way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because if I think... Somewhere in the middle, I'm wrong.
Right.
I'll talk to this guy who's right wing and blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, no, that's true. But this fucking dude, what are you, a fucking fag?
Everybody wants to
fight. And
then
you talk to somebody over here, it's like, that's ridiculous. You can't. It's like, I'm out. I'm fucking out.
Just keep doing weddings.
Well, it's also a thing now that if you say you're out, that you're on the wrong side.
Yeah, you're out.
If you're silent, it's also like a kiss.
You'll never be right. You'll never be on the right side.
But I'm not going to, I'm never going to win anyways because I think both sides have points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
I think Tina Fey, the thing she did
what
was...
What a fucking concept.
It's funny.
She was funny.
It's a joke.
It was funny, and it was a joke.
It's a joke.
Did she say stupid shit in it that I was like, you're a fucking idiot for saying that? Yeah. But
right.
I can look past it because it was funny.
Yeah.
You know? Like, people sent me that clip like I was going to watch it and be, like, appalled.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have a sense of humor, you're going to go, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Plus, there was cake in it.
Yeah.
You win with cake with
comedy. You know? And I mean, listen, if you have as much energy to fight comics as you do to fight Nazis, I mean, that's probably an issue.
But here's the thing, though. I don't get. Okay, Nazis. I hate the fact that we have to go, Nazis are wrong.
Right.
No. Yeah, yeah. No shit.
Right.
I've never played a video game where you're the Nazi.
These guys are also,
you know what I mean?
These guys are also Dungeons and Dragons Nazis. They're not real Nazis. I mean, these are guys that live in basements.
They're all crying.
Well, yeah. I mean, these are not, they don't have a ton of, they have no political power. They have no funding.
Here's what's funny to me, Tim, is that they're walking out. They looked like the 300.
Right.
They really did. They looked like Spartans. Like with the things and the
shields.
Yeah, but
do a close-up on
them. But here's the thing.
Right.
One fucking chubby lesbian throws a rock and they fucking fall. Well, they all just fell apart.
Yamanika Saunders said the best joke. She's like, these guys, she's like, they're the Klan. And she's like, don't call them white nationalists, which I agree with. She's like, call them the fucking Klan.
Right.
But she's like, now, she's like, when I was growing up, Klansmen looked like fucking Klansmen. Now they look like greeters at Disney World, you know? Like they all look like suburban, like young dads. Yeah. And they're out in collared shirts with khakis. And it is scary because you're like, who the fuck am I living next to?
Yeah.
You don't know.
You're like, this is a dude that cashes me out at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Right?
But how many people are getting, because these people are, and they, but here's the thing. Trump said both sides were wrong and he got so much shit for
it. Well, he that's a stupid statement.
It's a stupid statement, but here's the thing.
It's a true statement.
But it's stupid
but
because
it's
here's
stupid.
The deal.
Go ahead.
What do you mean? Said,
wait, stop for one second. I know you got an opinion.
I recently just talked.
I want to hear it in a second.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I want to hear what you just said. It's a true statement. What did you say?
It's a true statement, but it's stupid.
Why?
It's not a smart thing to say because he's right. He's like, both sides are wrong.
Right.
Because like, I mean, these fucking dumbass Nazis are coming out and we're just giving them attention. And then, you know, there's all this violence. People are dying when really they don't matter. Like,
but here's the thing. A lot of people who are fucking fuck Nazis.
Yeah.
They're hunks of shit. They're all just shit people. Anybody who believes in that. Anybody who has a fucking Nazi flag.
I mean, Katie, are you going to, because I know how you feel about these things. Are you going to fight him a little bit?
Well, let me just, because, let me finish my point. Tim, let me finish my fucking point.
Well, Katie's a Nazi.
I don't give a shit. Let me finish my point.
That's my point.
But the fact, what he's saying is this. This is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Is that he, Antifa is a bunch of fucking Nazis too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody is calling them, nobody's saying these people, I don't give a fuck if the statue, it's still art that somebody made to represent whatever the fuck it's supposed to. Take it. You can't just vandalize shit.
Right.
You can't mace people. You can't hit people. You can't.
Right.
You can't, Nazis, yeah, I know you want to.
Right.
You want to go up and see a bunch of fucking white Nazis who are saying bad shit about Jewish people and black people and women and all that shit. Fuck them. They suck.
Yeah.
But you can't just fucking attack them.
When you attack someone because you don't like what they're wearing or their symbol they're wearing, you're doing the same thing that they're doing to minorities.
Yeah, but
you're attacking
them. And I agree.
But nobody has fucking said that.
No, people are.
Who?
People
not one
that.
Fucking new.
There's a lot. Ben Shapiro saying it. There's a lot
as
of people.
A president,
all right, but those, of course, the Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, but those are the guys that are going to say it. Who expect them to say it? CNN, MSNBC, they're not going to say it.
I expect somebody to fuck. But here's the thing. The president, basically, I believe, that's what he said.
But he,
that's what he was saying.
But that's not his job.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. Because
okay, no, please.
I'm going to tell you where. Because I agree with everything you just said. He did not say there was, he didn't say both sides were wrong. He said there were very fine people on both sides. This is the problem.
That's,
okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what he said. He said there were very fine people on both sides. Now listen.
Can I ask one question? On the Nazi side.
Yes.
And Gavin McGinnis talked about this too.
Yeah.
These Nazis were trying to trick right wing.
No.
Hang on.
You
let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish my fucking thought.
Okay. All right. All right. All right.
The fuck.
Okay. All right.
They were trying to get him and his the Proud Boys to go down there.
Yeah.
They were trying to get people to go down there under the guidelines that it was like some right wing Republican march when it was Nazis.
Right.
Okay. And he actually was like, yeah, we're not going. Thanks.
Right.
We don't go with Nazis. Were there, and this is a question.
Yeah.
Were there people who were not Nazis that got caught up with this shit?
If you're holding a torch and you're standing next to somebody with a swastika and a quote from Adolf Hitler on their shirt,
if you forgot your reading glasses?
Okay, yeah. If you forgot your reading glasses, if you're a drunk frat boy that's just by mistake, Somebody gave you a torch, woo! And you're like, is this a conga line? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Listen, the organizers of that rally were Jason Kessler, were Christopher right. Cantwell, were Richard Spencer.
That's my love, Tim. Quick, listen to that. Listen to
quick,
that. Who the fuck knows that info?
Quick,
this
everybody.
This fucking cocksucker. Funny.
A lot of people
and
do.
Intelligent.
Easily, you Google these dudes very easily. Yeah. First, go to any of their websites. The first thing that comes up is something called the Jewish question. How much power do Jews have? Are they a problem? So
a
it's
lot,
like
a lot.
A lot. And the first of all,
too much.
So any of these guys are white supremacists and they're neo-Nazis. I mean, these are national socialists. You know, Matthew Heimbach, these are national socialists.
Neo-Nazis.
Yeah. These are neo-Nazis. I mean, dude.
All right, you go. I'll fucking throw my jokes in at the end.
Okay.
I'll edit them in.
That's
you
fine.
Fucking rambling asshole.
My whole point is that you can't not know that yes. this is who's throwing the rally.
Well, listen, I understand that, but where are they trying?
I mean, I respect that Katie went. I respect that Katie went.
I had a great time.
Yes,
you know?
I respect it.
We went with a group of girls and it was a bachelorette party. So.
If you were a Nazi, you know how hard it would be not to like kind of just be into her? You know how hot that would be?
It'd be very hot. You look a little bit like the girl who did the Vice documentary. Yeah. Not really, but you know that girl?
Oh, God, yeah.
A little bit?
If she shaved her box into like a nice
what?
Swastika. What?
That would be gross.
You don't think that's happened?
Because vaginas are
gross. Oh, for sure. Gross, it's happening right now. Someone's doing it right this second.
Yeah. Hitler mustache, where'd that come from, huh? Mm. We actually saw a guy. We saw a guy out front with a Hitler mustache last week. I swear to God.
I love that.
That's just a hipster.
No, it was an old guy. It was like a big, looked like a big old Polish or German guy, gray hair, looking for like, how do you get into the cellar? And I'm like, the guy has a fucking Hitler mustache. And everyone's like, oh my God, he did it just right here. Nice, hot gray. Oh. You couldn't see it because it was gray, like totally, but it was a nice, hot Hitler mustache.
Wow.
What was that?
I sneezed.
Oh, I thought you were having a stroke. So, I don't know. Your fucking eyes roll back.
Every time I do something.
He doesn't like the
eye
rolling.
He thinks I'm having a stroke. I have a tick in my eyes.
Yeah,
I told him 50
it's
times.
Rude.
Get it
because
work
he
on.
Likes control. He wants to control
I don't
everybody.
Want to crawl anyway. I just don't want to fucking be scared for you.
Oh,
what's wrong with your eye?
I have a twitch. I go like that sometimes.
Sometimes when you
and
talk.
And so, well, we're sitting in a hot studio with no air conditioning. This is not my studio.
It's
has pumping, air
baby.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's not my fault that you're hot. Everyone else is hot.
My studio. No studio.
No one
I'm
else.
In.
Yeah, because it's a 2x2 studio, and the AC's on your neck.
That's not true. We have offices like coming.
All right.
We have a massive expansion.
Can you just take a hit?
All right.
Learn to take a fucking hit.
I'm taking a hit.
Listen, everybody else is cold. You're hot. All right? Don't blame us.
You're wearing a long sleeve shirt, too.
Yeah, and you're 900 pounds.
You're dressed for the winter.
Bobby, it's not our fault.
Three people mistake me for you at Mohegan Sun.
Buddy,
three
I'm fat
people.
Too.
Thank
Can't
you.
Can't you just take a hit?
Three people.
900 was funny, stupid. Just take a hit, fatty.
I'm taking a hit. 900 was not that funny. It's a very on-the-nose number.
Let's talk more about pounds. Weddings.
Listen.
Can we talk about mine?
I want to tell you how I felt racist yesterday.
Why?
Something really weird happened. So I'm not from New York. And Lewis and I were on the subway.
All right, good story. Anyway, so I think that, you know, and I'm kidding.
Keep going. I made my brother's
wedding
cake.
This is crazy. So we're both on our phones on the subway and it stops. And we're on one of those that says the stop you're on and what stop is next. And I pay attention because he forgets and then we get lost. And so I was listening and it said like this stop 37th, next stop Allah Akbar. Literally, that's what the
you're
conductor
lying.
Said. I swear. Because we were both looking on our phones. We both looked up at
Wait,
each other.
Can I stop
and
for a second?
And the people around us.
Can I stop you for one
yes.
second? Do you smoke weed when Lewis smokes weed?
I hadn't smoked weed then. I wasn't
but
high
But do
off.
You smoke weed when Lewis smokes weed?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But we both looked up at each other and the people, like six or seven people all looked up at the same time from their phones and all looked at the speaker and the doors were closing. We just left.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
That's great. So there's some fucking terrorist. He's literally testing
the
waters.
Yeah. I called the police.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait, when was this
what
today?
What did you say?
I told them exactly what happened.
And what'd they say?
They said that they were going to look into it.
And then watch, in 2 weeks, a train guy fucking smashes train into another train.
I swear to God, clear as day, this stop, 42nd, next stop, Allah Akbar.
Hold on.
Swear to God.
Hold on.
Clear as day.
A terrorist had to take a civil service test to get an MTA job. Like, what is the next stop supposed to be anyway?
It was supposed to. I can tell you right now.
Can I say something? They did change 34th Street to Allah Akbar.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Well,
because
we were on 34th, and the next one was 42nd.
Yeah. Al Akbar.
That's what if it was Times Square and you just because sometimes the speaker system is fucked up.
It wasn't. Everyone around. It was so clear because I was in my phone and everyone looked up at the same time. You can feel the tension
that
when it was
weird.
Said. And everybody was like,
"I believe
why the
you."
It's either weird or it's the fucking funniest thing ever. I mean,
it's either
just some dude with his pal. Dude, check this out. Next up, Al Akbar.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. I was like, "What if the conductor is like, oh, I do this every once in a while. I'll see people run off. You know, like."
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what he would even do. I guess ram the train into another train.
Dude, you could
a
just,
lot of the
you
MTA
just
workers are
fucking
retarded.
Crank it up and just sit yeah. back.
We
and
got
let
off.
That shit smash at 42nd Street. You know how many people are waiting on that platform?
Can you do that? There's nothing to stop you from doing that.
What do you mean? Yeah, your brain, your values.
Okay, but I'm saying like I didn't know if there was anything to stop
yeah.
you.
How
from
do the
doing
trains
that.
Work? I have no idea.
Because it scares me that they're not guy. Automated to some degree.
They're not automated. The guy controls the speed.
Oh, that's
humans,
not good.
I never tried.
I don't
that.
Like that.
What are you guys talking about? Humans,
planes are the majority is the plane doing the work.
Yeah, but humans have done amazing shit.
I know.
Nah. We're not bad. They're fucking great.
Yeah, the
99.90% of the humans that ever operated anything have been expert, holy shit human beings.
I know, but the ones that aren't,
what are you rolling your eyes for?
It's aliens that
yeah,
give us like, the technology.
Oh,
a lot
fuck
of people
me.
Are total morons. Though.
Yeah, every time I get on a plane, I'm
Where
I think
the
about all
dumbest
the times-
people in this room. Where, listen, they a guy who flies a plane knows how to fly a
yeah,
fucking plane.
But you probably have no idea that you've been on so many planes where that dude's hung over and fucked up and did
John
blow
Travolta
the night before.
John Travolta knows how to fly
like,
a plane.
That person can be going through anything.
Yeah, but
that pilot.
But there's two of them.
And he could snap.
But that's why there's two of them.
I know.
That's why they don't have one dude on a plane. They have two of them. Sometimes three.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Yeah.
That's true. Because they're not reliable, because they're human.
That's not true. They're very reliable people.
Then we'd only need one.
My
that's
old
true.
Roommate was a flight attendant.
No, that's not that. That's in case something does happen to him physically where he can't fly. You need somebody else to be able to do that, a co-pilot. You always need somebody up there. That's just added safety. But I think that trained people, I mean, look, if a guy's... There's no way a guy is going to smash a train into something. That would have already been done. And it would have been done in some shit country.
Now it's going to be when they hear this. And they're like, that's a good idea.
That'd be fucking crazy. My point back to you about this Trump thing, you make sense with that. I understand that. But still, I think that...
I'm not saying that
yeah. What bothers me about this whole thing and why I'm tapping the fuck out is because nobody seems to be saying that both wings of this shitness... is bad. Nobody, they,
right.
CNN said that Antifa was going to find peace through violence.
Yeah, well, CNN's out of control.
But who the
CNN's
fuck?
CNN's out of control.
Who yeah. the fuck? Who the fuck would ever condone that?
Since this whole thing has started, it's really made me like kind of sway away from the left side a lot.
Well, you can't read CNN. You can't read yeah. anything that they write.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think.
The whole thing's because
they only report on Trump tweets.
Fucking ridiculous. My phone has CNN alerts. The
what?
First line is because the first line is always Trump. Trump, Trump, mm-hmm. Trump. First line, Trump, 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 Trump. Since he's been elected, that's all they fucking talk about. Not about technology, new things that are happening, the world. It's all horseshit.
Well, it's the same problem that's going on with all news where it's like become so capitalistic that they are just making news for the people who consume it. And CNN's demographic is people who are enraged.
And it's
right
also
now.
Social
yeah,
media
demand.
Is bad, man. Social media is not good. I got to be honest with you. Mm. Social media has not enriched the like lives in the way that I think. Yeah. I think the reality is it's inhibited our ability to process information, have a conversation. And people argue on Twitter with GIFs. And memes, there are full
yeah,
arguments.
Yeah. But you're
with,
saying
it's like,
that with your
you
own
doing?
Podcast.
No. I understand
what do you
that.
Mean?
He said social media is bad. It's means
bad.
You can't communicate stuff.
It's bad.
But you have a podcast, and that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, but
social
media
podcast
and a podcast
is like radio. That's
it's a different thing.
Forever.
It's a different thing.
A podcast is a long form conversation that you're having usually with another person, or some people are having it by themselves.
I'm talking primarily
oh,
about social
like Facebook,
networks.
Twitter
Joe
List.
Like,
hello, and
Joe,
I'm also a comedian. It's like
Joe List. Hi, Joe. You're live on the YKWD podcast.
Congrats, Joe.
Oh, that's good. That's why I'm calling.
Uh-oh.
Congrats.
I just think it's egregious, an outrage, that I would not be invited onto the podcast mere days after...
I thought he was on a honeymoon.
Buddy, first of all...
Talk about it.
First of all, you can come... I told you, come on anytime you want. Just show up. Number one. Number one. Number two, thank God you weren't talking about us trashing the fucking, the cod.
The cod?
Yeah, the cod was terrible. Listen.
Is he outside?
That, you know what? You have a good point. Who orders the cod?
That's true.
I don't know. Fat boy who's hungry? But the appetizers were amazing. Are you here? Come on. Come by.
I was going to stop by, and I felt I was too hurt.
Oh, fuck off. Please come by. Hurry up. We'll see you in a little bit.
I'm going to the movies with Ari.
No.
What movie are you going to see with that queen?
A Ghost Story.
That's the romantic horror movie.
Oh my God, the one where they go on the lake at the end.
Yeah, she's real depressed. It's with like the ghost.
It's like, oh God. All right, well, that's great. Well, I love you, buddy. Great wedding. We're so happy for you. Why don't you say what you say about her dad right now? Come on, fucking tough girl. Good, speak up. He can hear you. Nothing.
Thank you, Joe. It was really fun.
Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, buddy. Buddy, I didn't think you'd want to come on. Are you coming tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow night?
Anyways, Joey List, do you want some more water, buddy?
No, I'm chilling. I put it in the freezer.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Joe List, that's so funny. You fucking turkeyed out.
Social media.
Talking about fucking her fucking long-winded dad. You don't want to whip that out?
I said what I had to say.
I really thought he was calling.
Me too. I was
trying to go through my head like, what do we say?
I know, me too.
I was like, I trashed the cod. But I talk good about the appetizers, so I'm good. I was like, oh, it's because of you.
Threw me under there, dude.
Not really. I wish
like he gave the phone to Sarah's dad.
He was like, kid. Sarah's dad. Look, when Sarah was a child, I'm like, oh, fucking A, again?
When you hit DePaulo. I think DePaulo at one point went, speed it up. Speed it up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well. Anyways.
They don't even know me that much for me to talk shit about the wedding either, no. You know? Like, for sure.
I mean, you know, look, weddings are meant...
I didn't talk shit about the wedding. Just
look, anybody who's been married... Just
we heard
they
you.
Stink. They're not good. They're not fun.
We know, Kim.
They're fun. When you leave a wedding, you're like, every time I leave a wedding, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Because there was a bad one that happened.
Right.
Yeah. And you were like, fuck me. Never again. And then you're like, it wasn't that bad. $500, couple hours. I got to fucking having a
it's
kid.
It's like a good day at the DMV.
Plus, like, $150 for the fucking babysitter. Suck a dick. All over the place. I'm getting whacked.
I'm trying to babysit.
Box of cigars. Didn't even get one.
Yeah.
Didn't even get one.
I know, because they went stale.
Were you happy with that one?
Yeah.
She was smiling before. I know, because it went stale. What are you, fucking Carol Burnett?
I knew it was bad.
Fucking twat. Here, take that. Put that over your cold tits. Yeah. Are you going to get married someday? Do you want a marriage?
I mean, who knows? I mean, you don't know. I mean, you can't really. I don't think you can predict.
No, I'm not saying that you're gonna. I know
maybe,
you can't predict.
Maybe,
would you like to get married?
Yeah, but it's not like it's not a huge thing.
Would you have a wedding?
Sure, if I got married.
You
I
need
would.
A wedding.
A Long Island wedding.
I don't know about a Long Island wedding, but I would do something.
Your polo
tasteful
boys?
At an Arby's.
You'd
or something.
Go to the Hamptons.
Oh.
I would do something really nice.
Montauk.
I would have you officiate it, Bobby.
Dave and Buster's.
I will not officiate another wedding.
You will
officiate mine.
My rule is this: you have to sell out 3,000 seaters or more.
That's fine.
So no, you're
get to
do
work.
Me.
Fine. Yeah,
get to good. Work.
Yeah,
well. I don't think to me a wedding's not that important, right? I mean, I think if you're into your career, you're into like doing shit like that. I don't know if you're focused on a wedding.
I'd love to meet someone.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
What happened to the boyfriend? Did I fuck it up for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's over.
Aww. Do you want a big wedding, Kim? Like a Puerto Rican
I don't want
wedding?
A big wedding, but
we have
definitely...
like released chickens and everybody's going nuts.
Yeah.
What is a Puerto Rican wedding?
They kills them all.
They do things.
At
they
the
like
end,
throw
rice and beans.
Yeah, there's like Santeria and stuff.
Oh,
it's kind of fun.
The rice kills the birds.
It's true. I like that. I like that. That's what I'm into. Like some kind
everybody
of
everybody has to get
everyone's
a tattoo.
Everyone's spanking their kids at the wedding.
Yeah. Like, everyone has kids at the wedding.
Yeah, I definitely want to get married and I want a wedding.
You want that whole, you want that thing. Really?
Yeah.
You want a dress?
Yeah.
Do you want a gas digital step and repeat at the wedding?
I want a podcast
so that you can take photos with, you know.
I would not mind my wedding being podcasted live.
Well, you have found the perfect The husband. You found the dude.
I mean,
I want
the
a lot of drugs.
Only guy.
You yeah. found the only guy.
Like at my wedding, I want like a big bowl of mushrooms that people can just like.
Like take. Shrooms,
yeah,
not like,
like
okay.
No, 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 like mushrooms.
I can't wait to pretend I tuned into that. That's great.
Bobby's like, portobello, what are you?
No, I know what mushrooms they're talking about. You want people just fucked up at your wedding?
Yeah, yeah. I want everyone fucked up. Here's I want people to be like, that was so fun, I almost died.
Here's the thing, too. Joe said like no kids, and there was kids.
Yeah.
There was?
Don't bring kids if he says no kids.
Who's yeah, kids?
You know what that up. Means? They didn't want your kid there.
Yeah,
call him back.
That's what my true. Mom does. And she's wow. like, we don't want the kids.
Wow.
And then she'll give specific okays to people.
Kim Condon, tell him the truth.
You didn't call him.
Tell him the
I'm
truth.
Not going to call him because he'll fight.
Look who pussed out now.
Well, Joe's, this is the thing with Joe. If I call
sensitive.
Him, if I call, Joe's very sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm glad you told him.
I didn't tell him. I almost, we did a little bit.
He alluded to it.
We alluded to it.
He's not listening. Nobody listens.
Yeah, he can't hear.
Who listens to their own podcast?
Yeah.
Nobody listens to their shit.
I think people do to get better, to improve.
Lewis does.
I do. I listen to my all, thing to improve.
That's all Lewis does is watch his own podcast.
Yeah, I
is
do too.
Really?
All day.
Actually, no way.
It's yeah,
a
we
nightmare.
Do. We
and
both
then he's
do.
Like, look at
Dave
positive.
Yes, marry him.
Listen when I said this.
And yeah. it's like, I hear it over
we're trying
and over.
We're trying to get
in
better.
And Dave will be watching himself.
Yeah,
on
we're
the
trying to get better. We're trying to get better.
At what?
That's not getting better.
Yes,
that's
it
just
is.
An ego watching
that's
yourself.
That's not true. That's you learning. You're hearing yeah. how you, oh, I talked too much during that guest. Oh, I talk, you know, I should have said this. I should have did
apparently
that.
You're not learning. Fucking
you're
yapping. Learning.
Listen, you know, this is where I'm right and you're all wrong, and that's okay. I mean, there's no.
Watch this episode.
Why would you? You'd watch yourself back on stage to see what you did right and wrong. Yeah. You'd listen to your podcast.
Yeah, I don't.
Same thing.
No, it is what it is.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All right.
If I know when I talk too much, I know when I said something wrong. My
okay.
instincts are always right.
Great.
I know when I'm an asshole. I know when someone's a dick. This I know is, it right in the moment. I feel it. I'm yapping too much.
I feel like these were your wedding vows. I know when I'm talking too much, Dawn. I know when I'm an asshole. I know when I, you know, I do. Good vow. All right, give me the bomb thing. I thought
buddy,
it was funny. I thought it was very funny.
Buddy, don't get mad
funny.
At me, you fucking pussy.
It was very funny, quite
well,
frankly.
Good for you. I know. Yeah. You think you're a superstar.
Listen, buddy.
I didn't fucking say anything.
Okay, all
they
right.
You can laugh.
That's fine.
What, did I shut the did laughter I? Button down? Don't fucking get mad at me.
Listen, you
what?
Set the
I'm
tone.
I'm listening. I have
you
headphones
set the tone.
On.
They're looking at you.
Buddy, they're not. Dude.
They're looking at you. They're very nervous.
Please, Bobby.
They're very nervous. They're very nervous. You made one of them blow you on camera,
yeah.
you know?
I'm scared it's going
to
happen again.
Yeah. She's terrified of you putting
here.
Her in another
Help.
Video.
Listen, here's the thing. Are you going to get married someday? Do you want this whole big hoorah?
I would love to even have a successful date at this point.
Let me ask you a question, and I don't mean to offend you.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But you're pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Well, seriously, you can offend.
Thank you.
She just writes a blog about it.
Ashley Judd did.
Call me Blake.
Why the fuck would I? You got to be careful when you compliment a girl because I don't want
to. You already told her to get a fucking swastika on her pussy.
No, not her. I said somebody could.
Oh.
See how you hear things? Yeah. You rewrite history?
Yeah.
Now there's going to be a blog on that, you fucking cocksucker. I just called you a cocksucker. I'm in trouble. Hey.
You posted a picture of my hard nipples today.
I did not. What
did
hard
too.
Nipples?
Just bragging about the air conditioning.
First of all,
it's on.
I just said you were happy to do the show. I don't know what you're talking
my
about.
My nipples were hard.
Who? What the fuck are you talking about? They were? I didn't even see
Bobby.
That.
Bobby. He's got to look again.
I didn't even see
he
that.
Missed it. Let's see a reaction.
Why were they hard, though?
Because they're
wow. I don't know. Wow, they were. They're
like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow, they're nice.
He's done the same thing to me. This is what he does. This is what he does. And if we don't shut him down, he'll continue to do it. And that's the tragedy.
Monster.
So you don't have a boyfriend?
No.
I don't understand. Is it because you find it hard to find a guy? You want to be like a square dude outside of comedy? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Because that has to be comics that want to date you.
I mean, I can't date any more comics. It's just
Why?
Too. It's just too much of like their, you know, whole thing, and then my whole thing. It's like very tough. I think to just be a comic and be constantly going after that next thing and managing yourself and managing your career, and then to have somebody else where you have to kind of like watch out for them, and then you feel like, you know, there's a codependency. I think with a lot of comics.
Well, if somebody.
Oh. Kim, Counterpoint.
That's the new name of the show, Counterpoint. Kim, go.
I mean, I don't think it's a great idea to date comics either.
Wow. It's heating up.
I mean,
fight.
Wait a minute. What about this fucking?
Yeah,
she's doing the fucking. We got half the Skanks broads here.
If I met like a great comic.
Oh, there they go.
You know.
See, but it'll happen. Cause
wait, a
funny.
Great comic or a great person?
Well, he'd have to be both, I think. At
what
this
about
point.
Like if Sebastian Maniscalco wanted to start dating you?
I mean.
What?
I would go on best. One date with him,
he's
I guess.
He's the best.
He's the best.
He's you'd date fucking him. Great.
Isn't he married?
He's married
with a kid, but anyway.
Oh, no problem,
I'm
then.
Just saying.
That's my type.
Is it the level of comic? Like, I always wonder if, like, there was a comic who's very successful.
Hang on, my thing just fucking filled up when she said that. What'd you say? You said married with a wife.
Yeah,
she had no problem. That's my type.
But it would have to be somebody who doesn't have their career
their mouth
in that. They have to have their career in a place where it's not that of like, am I going to make it? Am I not? Because that's a lot to take on when you're dating somebody.
Especially the man. You don't want to like date a guy that's like,
well, that's where I am anyway. So it's like, you know,
be fine.
All right, wait a second. You guys feel that way? Do you have any problems? Like you're a comic. He's a comic. Does that fuck up anything? Does that, and you live in LA.
Yeah.
Which must be tough too.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think right now me living in LA makes it easier because we both, even when I'm here sometimes, I don't see Lewis like all day because we're both working or we're both doing podcasts or shows or whatever. So that makes it easier with being long distance that we are both busy. And then we both live in places where stand-up's like really big, LA and New York. But I think it's good with Lewis because there's a point, like, you don't want to date an open micer because they're, like, broke and they smell and, like, they're fucking suck.
Yeah, you don't want to give anyone like, advice.
Yeah,
too.
You don't want to help.
Or they're 35 and they're like, I've been doing stand-up for a full year now and I think I'm ready.
Or they go up to, like, fucking Bill Burr and they're like, you're my idol in front of you and you're like, okay, I can't do this. And then you also don't want to date someone that's, like, completely broken out into the industry on TV because then they're, like, fucking everyone already and it's, like, they don't want to settle down. And I just don't trust, I don't know.
But I have a hard time dating guys that aren't comics because I need someone to like know how funny I am and appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and guys like, don't get it. You'll say something to a regular guy and they'll be like, oh, like they'll get like, they'll take you seriously. Like if you're a funny girl and you try to say something funny, they think you're being serious. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that would never work. I'm like, I know, it's a joke.
They don't get that
women have the capacity.
That's a weird thing, though, because as a guy, our sense of humor gets us sex. You know, as a guy.
Not gay
me
dudes.
Make, really?
Gay dudes don't care. Gay dudes don't go to comedy shows. They don't really care about comedy.
Unless you're you're like Lisa Lampanelli. They're all fans.
Yeah, unless you're 100%. But that's why a lot of gay dudes in comedy are successful or they kind of quit because there's nothing else there. Like there's you look at people that do open mics for like 10 years. You're like, why are you still doing it? And you realize, that's how they get laid.
Yeah.
But like because there's like five gay comics. There's like not a lot of,
I'm not getting it, but there's not a lot.
Mateo. Literally, there's not that many. And so it's like, if you're not...
There's probably a lot more than it's not out.
No, yeah, sure.
Half my friends are fucking...
Sure. But so if you're like a gay comic and you're not making any progress, you quit because like there's nothing in the scene for you.
I mean, for a straight male, when you're doing comedy coming up,
how you get laid. Yeah,
fucking women love after the show. I mean, it's so easy.
Yeah, but guys don't like it as much.
I get approached by guys all the time.
Really?
Like probably after every show, but it freaks me out.
See, they like it in the moment on the show.
Yeah.
In the moment when you're on the stage, they're like, "This is so cool."
But
she's
when you're
on stage,
with them, they want you to be their girl.
They want you to be like, haha, you're so cool. Like they have to be the. There's something emasculating about making a man laugh that he's like, oh, she made me laugh, and then he's like, what do I do now?
Yeah, that's true.
With my wife's a square, doesn't do comedy, but she fucking cracks me up when she acts
because she also acts like a woman and a mother and a wife.
Well, she is a mother and a wife, so I hope she would act like that. But she. Dawn will tell me to go fuck myself. I remember one night I laughed for 10 minutes. She goes, go. I ask her, I go, hey, get me this. She goes, suck my dick. And I was on the floor laughing my ass off. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. That made me, cracks me the fuck up. We laugh a lot. Me and my broad laugh a lot.
But you're saying that as a comic. From the view of a comic, you appreciate someone who's funny and who can make you laugh after watching so many funny things. A regular
If I was dating, I think it'd be hard though as a comic to date a girl. Like Joe and Sarah are alike. So it's for some reason I see that working. You and Lewis are similar. So I can see that compatibility that's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and Dave are nothing alike.
You guys are alike.
No, you guys look alike, though.
We look alike.
Yeah. You have the same body.
Like twins.
Yeah, I know. We do. We look like brother and sister.
You have the same size chest.
We are a lot alike,
though. You're a lot alike.
Yeah.
But it's the comics that, you know, that aren't alike. I don't know if I could ever date a... I never ever dated a comedian. I don't think I've ever fucked around with a comedian. Maybe one a long time ago.
Mm.
I think you are onto something. I think it might be something in me that I'm like, I don't want to fucking have to laugh at your shit if I don't think it's funny. I don't want to hurt your feelings either.
Yeah, but Dave doesn't laugh at me if I'm not funny. I'll be like, you're not funny.
We've talked. He says you're not that funny. Yeah, square guys must be like, fuck that, right?
I mean, like, I think a lot of guys are like, oh, wow, someone who's like unique and interesting, you know, but then it's like you kind of get to know them and you're like, God, you're... Jesus,
boring.
Just kill yourself.
Yeah. It's tough to date a comic.
What are you doing?
It's tough to
date
a comic anyway because they're out. If they're succeeding, they're out every night. They're not around. They're going away on weekends. Like, there's forget gender for a minute. I know that's hard to do. But if you forget gender for a minute, actually, it's just, I think it's kind of hard to date a comic if you're a total square because you're like, we're going away this weekend. And you're like, oh, I'm fucking featuring at Hilarities, and he's like, what? Like,
yeah, and people, like the 9 to 5 does not mesh.
Yeah,
and it's like they're getting off work, you're going to work, they have the weekend off, and then that's like your...
Yeah,
you
know, when you're working, they're partying.
And what they don't get is that, like, you can be like, oh, yeah, we'll do this on Wednesday at 3, and then all of a sudden, someone's like, oh, can you do my podcast this week? And you're like,
minute.
Oh, hey, sorry, I know we had plans, but I have to do this podcast. And they don't get that that's also you working.
Yeah.
But if they do get it, it makes it way easier to just break up with them. Because you're like, oh, so much stuff has come up. I'm just, I
then they get it. They're like,
a,
you're so busy.
You know?
Oh,
a lot of times when you're dating somebody, the things that, you know, things that can help, like if you could get like good DVDs of old movies and Blu-rays and stuff like that.
That'd be great.
To watch like on a date night?
Yeah. Like,
that'd be huge.
Yeah, like a date night thing. Like I love like this place called deepdiscount.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do there?
I mean, it's crazy. Let's talk about it. Deepdiscount.com is loaded. It's a website loaded of CDs, vinyls.
Sounds sexy.
DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and more.
I'm into the deep, yeah.
See for yourself. I mean, go to deepdiscount.com or just go to my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and there is a logo right there. You can click on it. I actually went. That movie right there, by the way, right there. Mm-hmm. Click on that movie. That movie right there is fucking hilarious.
Which movie is that?
Right there. It's the zombie movie. It's called Zombieland. It's one of the best zombie movies ever.
Yeah.
And I bought it off deepdiscount.com right now, $5.41.
Did you use a promo code?
Yeah, I did. I just went to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly.
Can I show you my favorite movie?
And I clicked on it. Yeah, go ahead.
It's actually right next to
True Romance.
Oh, it's
the best movie. One of the best movies ever.
Ever made.
I have a poster of that movie.
Look at my background.
From the movie theater.
You're so cool. Yeah.
Sometimes it's fun to watch a movie when you're laying on a Casper mattress.
No.
Nope.
No.
It's not.
No.
Oh, only really? Movies.
Sometimes, let me tell you this. Sorry. So stop wasting your time searching for something to watch on Netflix or on demand. Instead, go to deepdiscount.com right now, Timothy.
I'm going to it. I'm on it on my
phone.
Find
the movie you want to watch. Buy it if you're really, you know, really
Ooh, a
great.
Nice tale.
Buy it at a great price and have it forever, man, for your viewing leisure. Whenever you want. And they have special sales, too, right now, Tim. Did you guys know that, girls?
Well,
special
I see sales. It right at the top.
They have a special sale right now. Over 400 TV shows are on sale. I'm talking about complete series on DVD, Blu-ray, Starsky and Hutch.
Wow.
What? Yeah, fuck well, Cable.
Welcome back, Carter.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it's the
wow.
Right. Great
wow.
show.
Wow.
Ooh, the left
Gomer,
is
good.
Gomer
Slither. Pyle.
Ooh, Slither.
Ooh, Slither.
Yeah.
So sexy.
Freaks and Geeks, Chappelle, Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, and so many more.
Baywatch.
Go see for yourself, Tim. Seriously, go there. Look for special coupon codes and sale icons and buy your favorites. At deepdiscount.com, you'll find great prices on new releases, too. Out this week, Baywatch.
Hey.
No, up. Where
Yay.
Is it? Right there. There it is. Right there.
Ooh,
it's
Zac
out this
Efron.
Week. Zac
What's
Efron.
Up?
And this. I watched the movie, first of all.
Was it good?
Bad.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'd love to see it for myself
after I get it from Deep Discount.
Thank I love you, Katie. Thank you. Thank you, Katie, for saving that.
I appreciate
no, I
it.
Did watch the movie. You know, it had a great potential.
How The Rock is hot, though.
I tell you, Zac Efron is fucking shredded.
Yeah. I mean, that's his...
I don't really like him.
The girl on that fucking, the girl on that movie, the blonde, God damn it, I would fucking grab Dawn by the ankles and toss her out the front door if that blonde said, I want to fuck you. I would literally grab her as she's holding Max. No. I've said it before. That girl is beautiful.
Deep Discount.
I would fucking lie on top of my wife.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
You fucking
would,
that girl.
You would use your fat to kill Dawn.
I would use my fat, not to kill her, yeah. but to hold her down.
To subdue her.
Sounds like The Handmaid's
yeah,
Tale.
To subdue her.
Can you get that on Deep Discount?
The long-running TV series hits the big screen with more hot bodies and smugglers. What? Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. The beach doing what lifeguards do best, busting up drug smugglers. Get your copy now. On DVD or Blu-ray or Ultra HD for a really great price. DeepDiscount.com or just click on the logo found on my riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors, people.
Do it.
You guys have been supporting these guys. I love that you're going there and you're using the code off of the Riotcast site. You support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy it, own it, watch it when you want, and check it out. Thank you, Deep Discount. Thanks to all the people that are signing up for the... We have some news coming out, too. Me and Adam and Lauren and Rob Sprantz and our new guy. What's the new video guy's name?
Zach.
We got some news happening, which is great. Very excited about that. With the podcast.
What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you when it happens. I can't tell you
it's
right
really, now. It's really, really exciting.
Was top secret.
I'm really I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Should be good. And we also, but make sure you, the premium members, thank you for joining and thank you for subscribing. To the premium membership. A lot of fans come up on the road now, and they're like, dude, a premium member. I'm like, cool. Because I put up a bunch of one-on-ones up there. Mm-hmm. I got Ari Shaffir, the hiking one. I got the one with Steve Byrne, which was actually really interesting. I got Colin Quinn up there. I got Nick DiPaolo up there. A lot of cool one-on-one podcasts. And we have this other thing going to happen soon from up at my house, which is going to be amazing. So there you go. My wife just ordered something on Amazon. Fuck.
You get a notification?
She's not as bad as me. I'm fucking terrible. I will
on
have
Amazon?
I will have shit. It's
I
illegal.
Have to cancel my Prime, yeah.
I have to because you hit a button.
It's easy and then it shows up at your door and you don't have to think about it.
Really?
You hit a fucking button and it's there in 2 days.
They'll bring groceries to your door.
Right there. That's actually all right.
I want to
I can
do that.
I don't need another fucking wire case. I see something I'm like, "Ooh, I need that." And I don't. Yeah. I don't fucking it.
What's but a wire case?
You know, thank you for being honest and just letting me fucking say wire case.
I didn't question it. I was like, seems like something you'd buy. I don't know.
You know when you go on the road and you have your iPhone wire plug, your computer plug, and your other wire.
Oh, this is a case for all the wires?
It's a little case, and you put all your stuff in it, so when you put it in your bag, it's kind of not all over the place.
I thought maybe it was a case made out of wire, like some kind of decorative suitcase or something.
You definitely need that.
A wire case.
Yeah.
I bought five of them.
I'm buying
fucking
one right
now. So bougie. Wait, I've never had a wire case.
What? You want one?
Yeah.
I'll get you one.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
Oh, thank
I'll get whatever you want. What's that?
I said so bougie. I just throw them in my bag. Suitcase.
Yeah, I like bougie.
Yeah. Bobby has
thing.
A lot of different
Bobby Bougie
bags and things.
Bougie Bobby.
Bougie Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby has a lot of. I picture Bobby having.
So she could have an easy time. What are we going to name it? I got Bougie Bobby. I'm going to go. I'm such a fucking fat Mario. Okay, Bougie Bobby.
I think Bobby has like Louis Vuitton luggage. I feel like he's that
Bobby,
guy.
I would,
yeah.
Listen,
I know
all,
you
I
would.
I don't.
But you would love to.
I don't. And I will fight that.
Yeah.
But I do want it. You're absolutely right.
I feel like you're that guy.
Everyone deep down wants Louis Vuitton.
Come on, black Louis Vuitton luggage?
I mean, come on. Gangster.
Baba. You know who has it? Kevin Hart.
I guarantee you he does.
He lives in it.
Someone's going to talk to him.
I have a duffel bag.
If this cocksucker poses one more time shirtless on the end of a bed, like
who, Kevin Hart?
Like there's a phantom fairy photographer that's there when he wakes up in the morning.
It's not funny.
Who the fuck? Kevin, stop it.
Yeah, Kevin, better stop doing what you're doing.
Stop
and
being
listen
so
us.
Rich.
Listen, fuck you.
Stop,
fuck
Kevin.
Fuck you, dude.
Listen.
Fuck you.
Let him
always
do what he wants.
Me.
Let him do what he wants. I side with Hollywood.
Let me do what I want.
Bobby, I side with Hollywood, my people.
Let me do what I want. Let me do what I want.
Hollywood.
Who's your people?
Hollywood.
Oh, you're a fuck.
You're my people are Hollywood,
is he
Bobby.
An athlete now?
I apologize.
Oh, you know what,
he
Tim?
Thinks he's
you're
an
just
athlete
a cunt.
Now.
You really are.
How do you
just
become
cunt.
An athlete?
All right, Tim. Really, Tim? That one? Click on the fuck.
That's
right
a little much.
Oh, fuck you, Tim. Stay with your people, you fucking fat tard. Look at this. Look, really, Tim? Who took the, who?
What an
fuck
awkward...
you, Tim.
It
Ew.
Is awkward. All right, listen, I didn't
what?
Know, I didn't know he was
but
doing that.
But that watch, though. But that watch.
He's modeling the watch. He's modeling the clothes. I've had a lot of requests to do similar photos.
He's thinking of jokes.
People have asked me. People have asked me to do similar photos.
Look at
this. Wait, scroll down. No,
what about that little person? Oh, yeah. This is funny.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of stuff on him cheating on his wife on social media.
There you go. Let's not get into that. Let's not get into that.
Already?
Not there. Stop. Go over to the one praying. I want to see the praying one.
Oh, I did that one.
But I didn't talk about it. Fucking look at that. Really?
He found himself.
You know what you do when you pray? You don't fucking let the world know you're praying.
Oh, that's
if
noble.
I had wicker chairs, I would pray to God.
If I had a Louis Vuitton luggage, I would.
Can I just stop you for a second? It's rattan.
I'm so.
It's not wicker. Nobody has wicker. It's not 72.
OMG.
Yeah, he's not Carly Simon.
You pig.
I love Carly.
pig.
My uncle was Carly Simon's tour manager.
Oh boy.
Fun fact.
Go to the next one. It's like, what the fuck's going on?
Can we watch their wedding video? Oh, sad.
I love Kevin. He's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna puke.
This is really not a great video.
I wonder if their cod was good.
Oh, here it is.
Oh,
why is it so dramatic?
Oh my God, this is like a fucking.
This is like a murder mystery. Who killed Kevin Hart?
I love that we both had a good one, but you were just louder than me.
Why is she so much bigger than him?
Because everybody's bigger than me. He's 4'2". Look at Kevin's brother.
This is so dramatic.
Yeah, this music is very off-putting. Oh,
because life has stakes.
Yeah, you have stakes.
Whose kids are those?
Stakes.
I think those are
those
her
are his kids. They're
all right,
kids.
I can't watch it.
Guys, don't be racist. Whose kids are those?
Sorry.
Don't be racist, okay?
All right, there. The bed one. The bed one.
Oh God. Oh, actually, that's kind of hot.
Listen, I think it's pretty hot.
Don't look.
Oh, his dick looks big.
His dick is big.
Look
that's,
at that.
That's what they're. I think that's what they're trying
solid.
To show.
That's hilarious.
That's
what
solid.
They're trying to show.
Hilarious.
I mean, I kind of
guys.
Like
all
that.
All guy comics do is talk about their dicks. His dick's big. Fucking.
I mean, his dick's there.
No, you were happy about it.
Of course, I'm happy about
it. Why would you be happy about a big
I like
black
big dick.
Dick?
I don't
it
know.
Explains the wedding at least.
I'm into that. There's the luggage.
Oh, fuck. He's got a Louis bag.
Yeah, but that's not. He's got nine Louis bags.
Yeah, that's not the impressive
no,
one.
No, that's not
one
the
time he grabbed my thigh in a club.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
One time he grabbed my thigh in a club.
What are you talking
when
about?
When I first moved to L.A.
Yeah, but you made the right choice to go with Louis. The,
hey. Hey, come on.
What?
She's going to have a fucking podcast network when Louis gets stabbed in a parking lot.
Yeah, I know.
You owe me money.
You know, Louis is always getting into fights with people that I'm like, you could accidentally also get stabbed to death.
No,
like,
he will.
Very easily here.
I hope.
And
I
then
hope
people,
he doesn't.
I mean, me too, but he is constantly fighting with people.
Yeah, I know. Tell him to
streets.
Stop fucking snorting Adderall.
Wait, in the
in the fucking Christ. I mean,
he drinks like 17 coffees a day.
He drinks a lot of coffee.
He doesn't drink coffee. He drinks death coffee. Like, whatever the fuck
he
that
gets
is.
Quadruples at Starbucks twice a day.
Crazy.
And that's not adding all the coffees he makes at home.
If I have two coffees, I get a heart palpitation.
He's, his heart's going to stop if he doesn't stop drinking coffee.
All right, I don't want this to be the podcast that everybody goes back to on Reddit. She said it. She killed him.
Oh, great.
I like that pose
he's
right
doing yoga.
Like a yoga pose right there.
Can
it makes me believe in myself because I see him doing a yoga pose in his Malibu home or wherever he is. And I say to myself, it's a matter of time before I can afford a one bedroom.
Here's my dream. I would just like to get on a show to go and have it be like on a network or, you know, FX or HBO. Just have the show. And then I would like to give Tim a spot on that show.
Well, I appreciate that.
Just so you stop being such an annoying cunt.
I would like you.
I like old ass-kissing Tim, not fucking.
What?
I don't like fucking you trying to step on other people to get to Kevin Hart.
Listen, if you have a show.
If you don't say, if you Kevin Hart is a fucking asshole right now for his
Kevin
solo
Hart's a friend of mine. Listen, I'm friends with a lot of people in comedy. I'm friends with a lot of people in comedy, Bobby. Kevin's a friend of mine. We're all colleagues. We're all comics.
Do you have his number?
I'll take it out right now. We text each other all the time.
You text each other all the time?
Here's the text I sent to him this morning. Yo, what up? Kevin, and he texted me back, Tim, you were one of the great ones. It's a matter of time. Stop doing that Fat Fucks podcast. You're the only one who's funny on it. I swear to God, I don't know what.
Do you have a second?
They're not funny?
This is what Kevin Hart said.
Kevin Hart loves me. I've never met
him. Do you want me to read what he said to me?
Kevin Hart squeezed my thought.
We're ready. You made a bad choice. We've already gone over that.
Let me say
you made a horrible choice.
You're absolutely right. We're doing fake text messages. He actually squeezed. Why did he squeeze your thought?
I don't know.
Why'd you let him get away?
I was in LA at this like warehouse after party. Suge Knight was there for some reason.
Oh my LA comedy is very interesting.
This is before the accident.
This is like 4 years ago, and I was walking to the bathroom, and I felt someone give me one of these on my thigh.
So it was a white guy party.
You know who did that to me? The Situation from the Jersey Shore.
What?
Wow, that took a turn.
I saw him at the baseball diamonds.
And then I saw Kevin Hart.
And that's it.
Bop, and that was it. He just grabbed me.
So you're 100%.
Yeah, but what were you wearing?
Oh, so definitely something slutty, for sure. If I'm at a warehouse at 4 a.m., I was trying to get fucked.
Really?
Probably. I don't
know. Oh, my God.
It was so long ago.
Your fucking honesty is almost fucking mind-shattering.
It's too much.
No, it's not too much. It's just shocking. You hear a girl go...
Are you uncomfortable with a woman owning her sexuality?
I love it. Yeah. I think it's great. It's just shocking.
It's very sad.
You think it's sad?
No, I think it's very sad that you're not progressive and you're not embracing women. And I just want to say yes, all women.
He's the co-writer for my blog.
I just want to say that to everyone, the whole Broad City staff, I'm a huge fan, and I'm around, and you can get me on social media, and I'll come on down and come in the show. Thank you.
Can we not have him on anymore?
Listen, I'll probably be too busy on
just
television.
A self-promoting piece of shit.
Well, I'd like to do a show with a woman in the center. I'd like a woman. I want a fat woman that I can argue with.
You
are one. You are a fat woman.
Because it's 2017.
Pretended to talk to Kevin Hart and said we weren't funny.
Yeah, Kevin Hart said that about all of you. I didn't say that.
You wrote that scene.
Well, I'm not going to tell.
You're the writer of that scene.
I'm not telling a black guy how to feel.
No.
As a white person, I will not tell a black person how to feel. Resist.
You're gay. You're allowed to.
Yes, all women resist. Thank you.
I think it's great that you fucking, you like I'm trying to get fucked.
Probably.
That's crazy.
You should have fucked Kevin Hart. You should fuck celebrities in Hollywood.
I should have fucked the situation.
You should have fucked every celebrity you want.
No, you shouldn't have fucked the situation.
Yeah, he has herpes, I bet.
Please
don't take advice from this climber.
I tried to fuck Paulie D.
Please don't do that.
Paulie D messaged me.
Paulie
D's
great looking. You should have fucked him.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hot.
He's a good-looking guy, but
he's really
I took an improv class with Vinny.
See, Vinny's the one I'd want to fuck.
Yeah, Vinny's a clown.
Vinny's the one. He's like a comic.
He gets it. He gets it from everybody.
We should
though.
Get Vinny on here.
No,
he
we're not
comedy.
Getting Vinny on.
Yeah, he does comedy.
Who's Vinny?
Stop. First of all, my fucking head almost imploded. You four broads just going, Vinny.
Oh my God, can we get Vinny?
Who's Vinny? I don't know who Vinny is.
He was the guy on the Jersey Shore who was from Staten Island.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm sorry I did not watch it.
No, it would have been sad if you did. It was sad when I watched
it. He gets up sometimes.
Oh, Vinny.
Yeah, he does comedy. Like, they book him at Governor's.
I think he's done the Kumia show.
Can we turn on his comedy on YouTube?
I wonder if his comedy's funny because he has a pretty funny personality. Yeah, it's not.
Not costume comedy.
Great.
It's never like that.
She wrote C, and she was about to get costume.
How you doing? You know, sometimes your mother makes a meal on Sunday, and you eat it, and it's a lot of food because we're Italian.
Can I stop for a second?
Oh, yeah. He's at Gotham. I'm fucking pissed.
Why give him a shot?
Okay, I'm sorry, Bobby.
Why don't you give him a shot?
You know what?
He's Italian. Why do you?
Yeah, of course.
If he was any other race?
Ever go to the gym and then when you're there, sometimes you're almost like, am I gay? And then you're not.
Why don't you give him a shot?
You're right.
Why don't you give him a shot?
You're right.
Just because he's a white Italian, you got to throw him under the bus already?
I'm sick of listening to white men. I think we should elevate women and people of color. Thank you. When I say it sounds more racist. When I say liberal things, there should be a YouTube of me saying liberal things, it sounds more racist.
Because you're saying them sarcastically.
I know that. I know that, you chachita.
Let's watch Vinny.
Whatever the heck you
I want to watch Vinny.
All right, shut up, you whore. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Louder, louder, louder.
It's garlic knot.
The Gotham Comedy Live.
Oh, boy.
Hang on. Stop, 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 stop.
Already a bomb.
And ready, stop.
Give him the bandana.
Yeah, give him the bandana.
Do you ever see that Seinfeld episode? Who wants to laugh?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Can I just say, that was a rehearsed mirror. Thank you for his hand.
Bad, Bobby. Just
let's give him a shot.
You know it's bad when the intro
Look at his sweatshirt
is
with leather sleeves, though.
I'm into it.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's give him a shot.
Yes. I will be your host tonight. My name is Vinny Guadagnino. Anybody who doesn't know me, I was on a very popular reality show called The Jersey Shore. A couple of you have seen it.
Two people.
He's talking like...
Two people seen
two people, bro.
Two people went, woo.
Everybody
has seen it. Two people were like, woo.
You knew he thought that was going to get more.
Oh, his set's going to be 30 seconds short now because he thought that was going to be
you
a positive.
Knew he thought that was going to get more.
For sure.
Hold for applause.
That means I get A-list recognition with Z-list respect.
Done. Bye.
Wait.
Thanks for coming. There's no way this turns around into a prior.
Let him open up this premise.
People recognize
Let's
me
give
all
him a
the
shot.
Time. They're
Let's
like, give- oh my God, look, it's Vinny from Jersey Shore. I'm like, hey, what's
Stop.
Up? Like,
Stop. He's literally moving spots. Yeah. So the one guy is over here, and then he steps to the right and becomes the other guy, like it's 1998.
Isn't that how you do an act out?
Yeah, that's the act out in the movie Punchline.
Here's the other thing. His whole premise is that people recognize him, and nobody in the fucking thing applauded for his show. He's like, you all know Jersey Shore? Everyone's like, no. And he's like, well, all right, my first bit. People recognize me all the time. And
I love
you, faggot.
Whoa!
Stop!
Hell no!
Wait a minute. Was that? Wait a minute. Hold on.
That just came out of nowhere. Nothing to do with the joke. It's just how he feels.
If
Louis
was here, be like, yeah, I like him. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Louis would be like, that's good comedy.
He's a real ass dude.
Louis C.K. just got lucky. He's good too. Everyone's good.
I bet he's on keto.
That's Louis's whole thing. We're all good. Chappelle got lucky. That's all. We're all good. I'm a comedian. You're a comedian. Chappelle's a comedian. He just got lucky. It's just luck. Louis was in the right place at the right time 25 times. That's it. He just walked into a theater and people wanted to go. That's the whole thing. Anybody could get lucky. Focusing on joke writing in the craft is stupid.
I mean, you sound...
Out of my head.
Right place, right time.
Can we book Vinny?
Louis got lucky 20 times.
It's right place, right time.
You fucking motherfucker.
That was actually not a horrible joke. The fuck you faggot was actually not the worst joke.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
Good talk. You know, being on a reality show is crazy. I can't even get a compliment without being insulted. People come up to me all the time and they're like, Vinny, you were the smartest person on Jersey Shore. Fuck you too.
Stop one second. That had to be written for him.
But
that
who?
Was that. That's not a. That's a show.
That was so bad it sounds not written.
Yeah,
it's actually
Bobby.
A little. It's very subtle. That was
Bobby.
A subtle. I mean, there's no
it
way
it was a subtle joke.
That wasn't a
that
joke.
That was a subtle joke.
That wasn't a joke.
You're the smartest guy in Jersey Shore.
You don't think that's not that's
I
not
think,
that bad.
I think probably somebody was like helping him. He probably had like a coach or something who was. Just,
first
like,
first
doing
of all, it's
his
a little one note.
Him.
Let's see when he moves off Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
You think that's happening?
Thanks.
Well, it's gotta
happen. People give to each other. Like, I could picture a father talking to his son. Like, listen, Joey, we're not going to put you on the A division
the
basketball team because you're not going to get any playing time. But if we put
He's
you on the C
Joey.
Division, you'll be a star. It'll be like being the smartest person on the Jersey Shore.
No, Bobby.
Stop.
Bobby, you got to jump ship now.
It hurts.
No, we can't jump ship because it hurts.
If somebody wrote it for him, it would be better.
I need it to hurt more.
Either
I'm
way, it hurts
it's going to hurt more
really
because
bad.
The first, I think that fuck you faggot's the strongest line he's got.
This is the funeral we were all looking forward to.
Yeah, this is
there
that
has to be.
Faggot is a real buzzword.
There has to be one joke that we all are like, you know, besides the
we're
fucking
like,
faggot.
Okay.
I want to believe
more.
In him.
So
hang on one second. Let's see. Let's just, I say we go one more and see if we, listen.
I say we cut to the middle a little.
No.
You want to cut it?
No, you can't.
No.
Because we'll be in the middle of something. You got to.
Okay, you're
and,
right.
And you can tell he's rehearsed
only a minute and 32 in.
You can tell he rehearsed it because he's.
Yeah.
His breath is off. He doesn't know how to
really
breathe.
Not good.
He keeps breathing wrong. Go ahead.
He's saying all the words.
Think he rehearses it at his mother's house?
Well, he didn't rehearse it. He rehearsed it in front of people, and now that he's on stage and people aren't laughing where they usually, he's breathing fucked up. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same applause joke. Break. Are you fucking kidding
well,
me?
Well, this is what they're told
okay.
to do this.
It's a sad life being a reality star, okay? Like, reality stars are the type of celebrities where you don't want to hear any news about us unless it's bad news, all right? You can admit it. I do it, too. Like, I don't want to read an article that says Kim Kardashian loses 75 pounds post-pregnancy. I want to read an article that says Kim Kardashian ate her baby. Like, that'll make me feel good. Did you guys see Kim Kardashian just got her nude pictures leaked? You see that? Listen, I am over Kim Kardashian after seeing these nude pictures.
It's like a robot. Because
she has huge areolas, okay? Get those disgusting things away from me, you freak. For those of you not laughing,
body shaming?
Like circle mm-mm. around the middle of the nipple.
Not in my hood, brother.
She got some National Geographic ones.
He's not even having any fun.
Yeah. First of all, I'm dumping that joke out of my act.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm not fucking using that anymore.
Yeah, well, he looks stilted. He's not having any fun. This is
he's
not.
He's hot.
He's this is not.
He
his
is hot
thing.
Though. Yeah. He looks good.
So he looks amazing.
Okay, so you after the set, he walks up and he goes, "Hey, what's happening? I love your comedy."
Oh, he's perfect because he's not a real comic,
well,
but he gets it.
I met him. We chatted when we took the improv class together.
What are we talking about?
But then he also was talking about how he had like a girl come see him, and he had to like send her to a hotel. And then I was like, "Oh, he's trash."
Why did he send her to
what
a hotel?
What did you think he was going to be?
You had
expectations.
I really liked the show. I felt like I knew those guys.
Hoodie, he has a hoodie with leather sleeves.
The only thing that would save this set is if he had a massive breakdown and started talking about 9/11. Like that would say if he was like, "It doesn't make sense." You know, like Building 7. They're killing us. The government's killing us. Like that would be because then at least people could leave and be like, "Oh, Vinny from Jersey Shore went nuts about Building 7 at Gotham." Like, oh, that's a good night. Like, that's a great
that's
night.
Funny, yeah. All right, well, let's go one. Well, can we do one more?
Yes.
I want one
keep
more.
Doing this. It's not going to do anything else.
It's true.
It's true.
Speaking of reality stars in trouble, I got to say it. I got to talk about it.
Hang on, stop. Is this Chris Scopo or is this?
Wow. Wow.
Close your eyes. Everybody, hit the button. Close your eyes.
Post today. But someone from my show, Mike the Situation, is facing indictment for tax fraud charges up to $9 million. Okay? $9 million. He can be going away for a long time. He could be paying a penalty. Now, the first thing I did when I heard that news is I called my accountant and I was like, "Yo, we good?"
Hang on, stop. Wait a second.
Look how big
hang
his
on,
phone is.
His phone is huge. Yeah.
Wow.
Are we good?
Dude, that's
we good.
He's holding one of the original cell phones.
But this proves, like, the audience is laughing at this. This proves how garbage people are. Like, this really proves that people are human garbage who don't deserve to be entertained.
Can I say one?
To be honest with you.
I disagree
true,
with
all
you. I disagree.
Right.
I'm
glad.
Let me just say, before you turn on me, let me just explain myself. You might agree with me.
Okay.
You are turning on me because your attitude, you're very cunty today. I'm just saying, let me just, I don't think they're garbage people.
Okay.
I think that they're just cattle.
Okay,
I think that
you're right.
I think that they're probably such good people and dumb that they're like, they're just cattle. Most people are fucking cattle.
I would agree with you.
And that they're laughing at this shit because they don't want to be mean or real. They just want
wrong.
They don't want to be
right.
Real. So they're just,
and they don't want to be right.
I mean, this is bad.
This is like.
But this is on TV.
But
there's guys that have been working fucking 10 years, 20 years, 30. I know guys in Boston that haven't done this show.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, but yeah.
Who
it's
do you
true.
Think
so
he knows that got him there?
Anybody?
His Twitter followers, dude.
Twitter followers, bro.
If you can fill seats, you're gonna get booked at a club.
Listen, I'm not it's saying don't give the guy garbage. A chance, but I'm like, there's something to me about audiences that are laughing at these jokes that are kind of getting they're on board for this whole thing, and it's like how pathetic are you as a human being that you're excited about like this, reality star breaking down the world in this way? Like this excites you.
This might be his whole family and friends there, though.
He knows somebody, though. He knows somebody because those jokes are not somebody who, like, learned joke writing organically. Those are jokes where someone was like, okay, let me see how I can help.
This was a structure. Yeah, these aren't this isn't new guy jokes.
You know those little booklets where you like add verbs and nouns?
That's exactly a Mad Libs.
Yeah, he did that with
There's no point of view here.
Colin Quinn calls me once a day.
Yeah.
Reading out of a joke book.
Yeah.
To me like it's conversation. It's the most infuriating. It's the most infuriating fucking thing that happens.
That's
every
so
day.
Funny though.
It aggravates me so bad because he calls me up. He's like, "Hey, buddy." I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "You know," and he starts reading out of the book like it's conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What did you?" It doesn't hit me. I forget that he does it. I'm like, "What the fuck was that?" And he goes, "Yeah, you're so, you know, whatever the jokes are, I burn them out of my memory." But that's what he's got. These are written jokes from somebody else.
Yeah.
Look at that eyebrow.
Let's see how big the phone. If he might shrink it.
Get out the window and shit. I'm like, generally for me, I got pretty ass eyebrows, okay?
Oh, we got pretty ass eyebrows.
Okay, eating alive.
They're going to eat them alive.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
So you have a butt pointing joke.
But seriously, on a serious note.
Hang on, stop. He's
like
being serious.
Sad.
I'm sorry.
Bad news when you just wake up one day and you get a call and you hear that someone from your reality show made $9 million. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
This.
Let me tell you something, people. It does nothing for you financially being the smartest person on the Jersey Shore. Okay?
His forehead's crooked.
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Look at his eyebrows. They're crooked.
These people are going to tell their friends, I saw Vinny do comedy at Goth. Like, people, like, what is the point
cool
of people's
shit.
Lives?
I get the weird requests.
Oh, boy.
Last year, when I was famous, I got a weird request. You can laugh. It's okay. I've accepted it. It's over. You can laugh. No, seriously, last year I got this weird request from a fan. My agent called me one day, and he was like, Vinny, some woman wants to know how much it's going to cost for you to walk her down the aisle at her wedding because you remind her of her dead father.
$10,000.
So we gave her a price.
Oh, my God. You know they did, though.
Yeah. I'm a whore.
You know
but
they
a crazy
did.
Price, too, because I really didn't want to do that, and she said yes. She said yes. I want to know what that conversation was like. Okay, so we're not going to do the buffet because we got to give Vinny $50,000.
Step back. Step back.
I also want to know at what point did she have this like moment of clarity that I reminded her of her father? Was she sitting there watching season 2 Jersey Shore Miami? I come on the TV screen.
Oh, he's fucking giving his credits.
I don't want girls studying for finals. I want girls studying for dick.
Ew, that face.
He really works in that he was on the Jersey Shore.
Ew, I'm turned off.
I would love if a bottle of Corona hit him in the face, like hard. You know what I mean? He's just bleeding. He's like, my eyes. Like, that would be like a great end to the set.
How funny would it be if he has like a tour coming up and he wants Tim to fucking open for him?
I will immediately. I will immediately.
$3,000 a pop.
I will immediately. And I'll be like, you know what's great about you is that you really translate on stage. A lot of people don't.
I wrote this
like
joke for you.
Famous.
It's about 9/11. Yeah. I want to try it. It's about it's about building 7.
He stinks.
He's like, call me.
Yeah. No, I would listen.
I mean, but what is he going to say, though?
That's why he should not be doing comedy.
Well, he's got to have some other life experiences other than one time being on a reality show.
But nobody wants
show.
To hear that after they've seen you only on a reality show.
I know, that's why you don't do this.
It's like, it's fucked up.
That's why you don't do
if
it.
If you talk about it, it's bad, and if you don't, it's
it would
drunk,
be hilarious if he
bitches.
Got on and did like a Gary Goldman-esque brilliant deconstruction of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if he did something like that, I was almost, but like, the fact that like, every single joke is like you were on a reality. It's kind of like
he was on Jersey Shore for a reason in the first place. So
yeah, 100%.
I should have been on Jersey Shore. I would have fucking killed.
I hope they do. I hope they do part two, and you do get on.
Yeah,
and you become way more famous than Dave. Would you see Dave in a honey wagon, just waiting for Lauren with all her fucking Louis Vuitton bags?
I think they are talking about rebooting it.
Really?
Yeah.
I should try out.
Snooki's skinny now.
I know. She's got like 3 kids, too.
I heard Deepu got fat.
Her what?
Deepu?
I heard Deepu put on some weight.
Who the fuck's Deepu?
What's a Deepu?
Oh, that guy from your thing.
You mean that guy?
Oh, your tech guy.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
I heard he got chubby. Nothing makes me happier when somebody who is thin and
Bobby said I'm going to get become a whale once I marry Dave.
Oh, it would make me so happy if you get fat.
Why?
I don't know. It just makes me happy. I like when people get fat. I do.
Me and Dave will never get
I want to lose enough weight to where I can eat a lot and then not just get normal.
You can. You have a brain disorder, probably.
I want to be like
you
underweight.
Have a brain disorder?
No. I'm like, I know I'm
You're
not big,
so
but
thin.
I don't eat like anything.
Have you ever been big?
Yeah.
How big?
Well, I lost like 37 pounds after college before I moved to LA.
Wow. You were a little tubby.
Yeah, I was a fat piece of shit.
What were you eating?
I was just drinking a lot and like
alcohol will
do it. A lot of alcohol and late night food.
And that college fucking horse shit, chicken fingers. Yeah.
Did you come from like a Puerto Rican family that makes a lot of food?
They're all fat.
I'm the fattest I've ever been.
Puerto Rican food's like good.
Yeah, you look great.
You're the fattest you've ever been?
Literally a feather.
I'm the thinnest I've ever been.
Dave starves me.
I think you're both overweight. quite frankly, I think Vinny's is a bad comic.
But yeah, my goal is to go underweight, like severely underweight, so then I can have like a good like month of just like binging and not even stressing.
Yeah, it ends up just being a couple of
days. Isn't it a lot of pressure in Hollywood, being a woman in Hollywood, walking around, looking at other women? Isn't that a lot of pressure?
Is that the end of
it? I've never felt any.
I thought there's a lot of pressure. That's all I hear about
skinny,
is
I'm pretty chicks out right. there.
I've never felt any pressure except for from other women who are like thin.
Is that still around? Does that still exist though?
I don't think it's
so
much of a
thing.
Was
a lot of shit back in the back in the day, and traveled into maybe the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And now though, I go on auditions all the time. I almost got one yesterday. I was so sad. I thought, I was in the room. I literally was waiting for the call that I got this part. I knew I nailed it and it didn't come. And I called today and they were like, you didn't get it. I was fuck.
Sad.
It was like the director was talking to me about the scene.
What were you?
With the actor.
Was it a movie or a TV show?
TV show. Okay. But a guest starring role in the arc. It would have been fucking epic.
That's great, man.
It would have been epic. I can see. Do this and try. Okay, I had to do all this extra. Try this. You know, when they start doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. You guys would be good together. And they start like doing, you can see, and I was like.
They start dreaming with you about the show.
I'm like, this is going to, and then I got home and I was like, oh shit, this is, and then today.
Who got it, Benny? What did you?
Oh, what would you do?
Well, what happens, I did go out in the hallway and there were some famous actors.
Who?
Like, New York actors.
You could say, Bobby.
Come on.
No. You know them. I'm not good with this stuff. You know them if you saw them.
The guy from Spin City.
New York like actors. Yeah, like guys. Yeah. That's that guy. That fucking.
Yeah.
You know, but I was.
Do they know who you are for like comedy shit?
One of them did,
yeah.
One of them was like, hey, man, what's up? And I was like, what's up? And we talked a little bit. And then I thought, he's the one who probably got it, by the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, weight is the fucking. I mean, with me, weight is a problem, with some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. It's auditions are the weirdest thing in the world, man. They're the weirdest fucking thing in the world.
It's so weird.
And I know a lot of my friends are really good at them and like ace them.
It's an art form. It's a muscle, like just like comedy.
If you're a great if you're a good comic and shit, like I feel like it's like you have to really work to be an actor.
You have to work. The thing that I've learned is that the audition thing is its own thing.
Right.
It's its own thing, completely separate than acting.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to be on tape, where the camera is, where the person's you're reading, how many people are in the scene, pick spots on the wall, where you're going to, that's that guy, that's that person, there's the reader. You have to, how big is the room? Can I walk around? Am I sitting? Am I standing? You have to make those choices before you go in, and then you walk into a room with famous directors and people and high-end shit, and now, okay, how you doing? How was your day? Blah, blah, blah. You have to do that shit. They're checking your Twitter, too. You walk in, they're looking at their phones. I remember I went in for a big audition. They were all on their phones. I go, what are you guys, am I boring that much? They went, no, we're just checking your Twitter.
Why? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they want to see what you tweeted. They want to know.
They want to see how many followers you have.
They want to see the followers.
And they want to see if you're like KKK.
Yeah. No joke. They want to see how many followers you have, what you said, they'll scroll through your feed and be like, I was like, oh, that was scary. That's fucking petrifying. On that high level. And then you get
it. Yeah, because they don't want a controversy for no reason.
You have to fucking. And then they go, okay, action. That's your 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is. And you have to, with that one, it's just, you forget that it's just you and that person, whoever that lady or dude is. And it's just you two and the fake other dots on the wall. And then you have to do that shit and make your choices and stick to it and know the room. And then, you know, that's a whole muscle. If you don't do that all the time, when you go in there, you're gonna forget that, oh, shit, you're going to look there and there. When you're supposed to be talking to one person,
yeah,
you'll be over there. So when they're watching that tape later, your eye line is all over the fucking place.
You got to know the lines so good.
Not to mention the nerves. You know, it's like another thing. You get nervous all over again.
Buddy, I get nervous every time I go into a room for that. That shit's next level. That's like doing karaoke for me.
Yeah.
Because it's not acting. Getting the gig, standing across from somebody famous, acting is easy. Is easier because you got so many takes. You're with somebody else. You're actually doing it. When you're doing that room thing, you're working with somebody who's not an actor usually, and they're just reading the lines.
Yeah, they're like, oh, hi, what did you get from the store?
So when did you do that? it's true. It's like there's the connection has to be made on your end. You have to fucking force that ass. Sometimes I just stare at them and I don't blink.
What's even worse is when you got to do like a self-tape. You go to like your agent's office and they just put
those
a tape.
Those are the best. I'll tell you why.
You like those?
Yeah. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
You can do as many as you
want.
Yeah,
that's true.
I have it in my office, that shed thing I have at my house. I have the Mevo camera and I set it up. Or I do it on my iPhone. I'll do it right on my phone. I've booked so much shit off my iPhone. Do it on my iPhone. I'll do it I'll do it until I get it.
Yeah.
I've actually edited. Like, I did one half good and the other half, and I was like, fuck it, and I put them together. Mm. And I did a quick edit with no transition, so it looked like the same fucking scene.
Yeah.
And I put it together. I loved the fact that you can do it on your iPhone.
Yeah, that's the best.
The only thing you need to do on an iPhone, you have to get a mic. You can't use the mic.
No, their mic is shitty.
It's sound. So when they watch it on the TV, it looks great. If it sounds like shit, they're disconnected. But if your sound is awesome... If the sound is like, fuck, like this right here, like when you start the scene, what do you mean you can't fucking do that? And it's going to pop out like a TV show, like they're watching it. And it helps. You need to buy a good microphone. That's it. To self-tape. Self-taping is the shit because you get to choose. You get to go, what do you think of this one? And be like, oh, I'll show my wife. That one's good. Great. And I'll watch it. Like, oh, yeah, I agree. And then... You send it right out from your phone? Fuck that. That's insane.
It's harder to audition or harder to act?
It's harder to go to a fucking room in Chelsea Piers and walk into a room with a bunch of real actors, like people who theater, I mean, just solid, hardworking.
Yeah, acting all the time.
New York fucking actors.
Yeah.
I do a lot of non-union auditions and those people are freaks. They're like, hi, where'd you get your haircut?
Ugh. I hate when
city.
People talk to me.
A lot of times when I go in an audition, it's me and like the same guys. It'll be like me, like Sean Donnelly. It's the same type of guy. And like we just go in and like we all read like a line. It's the same line. And it'll be like something ridiculous. It's like, hey, what do you mean? And then they're like, you feel good about that? I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, maybe do it again slower. And I'm like, hey, what do you mean? And they're like, all right. And then, like, Donnelly will be like, hey, what do you mean? And then he gets out, and then we go have a chicken sandwich. And no one gets it. Always an actor. Yeah. You know who books it? Yeah. Always an actor. You know,
well,
I go on audition
really...
with a lot of comics. Always an actor books it.
Because I told the story a million times on the show, but it's when Seinfeld was booking Seinfeld. And this is one of those stories that could be true or not, but it's still a great story.
Yeah.
He could tell who the comics were in the waiting room because the actors were reading their lines, rehearsing, and this could be... They had this could be my big shot.
Right.
And the comics were sitting there like, this is fucking up my whole afternoon.
Dude, that's exactly how I am when I go into auditions. People will come up and they'll be like, do you want to run lines together? And I'm like, I prefer not to just speak at all until I get in there. I'm like a cunt. Like, I'm like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
They're so happy. They have like that little improv thing to them. Like,
it could be because it could be. Yeah, I was in this audition yesterday and thank God it was a bunch of different auditions. I hate when it's for one role and it's just a bunch of you guys. You know what I mean? Like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but this one was a bunch of actors. And I don't give. That was one of the things that I had to get over. When I'm in the thing, I don't care if there's 14 people around me. I'm picking a spot on the wall and I'm doing my lines. I'm fucking. And I don't loud, but I'm like, you want to do that? I'm not fucking. I do that because that, number one, gets me over my fear of. I don't care what you think of me right here. Fuck off.
Yeah.
This is my job.
Yeah.
Gotta warm up.
This is my fucking job. I need to go in there.
You ever get nervous at like somebody sitting next to you is like, that guy sucks.
I don't give a fuck.
Look at that guy.
I care.
That guy's so bad.
I need to stop caring.
No, like I don't give a fuck.
So
at all.
Bad. Wouldn't it be funny if one of the like a young kid turned around and said that to you? They were like, bro, you are bad. I walked,
but it's proven if you run through your lines before you go in, you do so much better than if you're just riding the train, going there, never speaking, and then you go in.
You have to.
You should.
Yeah.
You should in the room have your paper, and you should, you know, pick a spot, and you should be mouthing their lines like, I'm not going to do that. You should do that. That's great acting. See, it's working. But you should do that because it does. It gets you over the fear of people and doing weird shit in front of
I was an people. Actor when I was a kid, and let me tell you why it's easier when
tell
you're a
kid. Tell us more about when you were a child actor.
Listen, I mean, you can timdillancomedy.com. We got some photos up. But here's why it's easier when you're a kid, because you have homework when you're a kid, and you get the idea of homework.
Yeah.
The concept of fucking homework, like, oh, here's this shitty thing I don't want. I don't have homework now.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of fucking homework. No, I'm working at a comedy club, and I'm writing, like, the idea of like homework is like when I was a kid, it was like, oh, okay, go home, learn the lines and shit like
My sinus is a fucking jacked right now. I apologize.
But
no, but I understand. I understand what you're saying.
It's more regimented when you're a kid. Well, you have too much free time. You're an adult.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's hard to manage time and
shit. That's why
as an adult, you're like, I don't want to spend my free time 100%. Fucking studying.
100%. That's why when I get the audition, like this was like 9 pages of shit. I was like, okay, I know how much. I have an app called Rehearsal that's on my iPad that rehearses with me. I do the other person's voice, and it will spaghetti read with you.
Oh.
Wow.
So what happens is
you heard it here first, Coots.
What's that?
You heard it here first. Thanks.
And
there's too many ages.
Dave should dump you for that one.
No. Okay, bye.
It reads with you, but you cannot. So I stand up my iPad right there. And when I record myself, it does the voice for me too. So it's like somebody else is in the room.
Right.
That's so I can record myself live. And then I spaghetti read, take it. You have to learn how to fucking do it.
You have
to get the lines first. And then you have to go back in and make all these little things that you're going to do.
You got to really learn.
Yeah, you have to do that work. But I got it down
and
to
it's
where-
also, I think me and you need to lose like 50 pounds because that then we could play fat on TV. Like we can't play fat on TV.
We're not fat on TV.
We're not fat on TV right now.
No, we're fat. We're fat.
We're fat in a car. We're fat in a bar.
Buddy.
But we're not fat. We're not TV fat. We got to lose weight.
Dom DeLuise, who starred in a movie called Fatso.
I know.
Is skinnier than us.
That's not true. But he had operations, Bobby.
Bring him up. Bring him. No, he didn't. When he was on the movie Fatso,
he was not Dom DeLuise.
He's right not now. Fat in the movie Fatso. I'm looking at me and you. This cocksucker. It was 30
Let
pounds lighter.
Right, if Dom DeLuise is not as fat as us in the movie Fatso, we're going to get operations right after this show. We're going to fucking get operations.
This was fat for the
80s. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. He looks great, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
But that was probably fat in the 80s, though. That's 1980.
Scroll down to that one right there. That one.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Okay.
No, over to the left.
But now look
right there, right there. That's the movie Fatso. Look at him. He's not fat.
Google Chef Paul Prudhon. Chef Paul Prudhon.
Ah, you're screaming.
Oh,
sorry.
Gosh.
This is
he loves chefs.
This is the type of fat me and Bobby are. Look at Paul Prudhon.
Is that him?
No, go to Paul Prudhon. This is the type of fat we are now. This is hilarious.
Oh my God, it came right up. There. Yeah, who's a chef that I've never heard of?
Is that him?
I love
that guy's thin also.
Is that Dom DeLuise, right? No, who is that?
No, this is Chef Paul Prudhon.
That looks
TV
just like Dom DeLuise.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's huge.
Oh, he's
he has
fat.
A trumpet.
He's fatter than
us. Such a small head for
a
fat guy.
When you're fat and you have a cane.
He's a fat body and a medium head.
I saw people at Mohegan Sun that were on the Jazzies driving around, like the motor scooters.
Does he only wear white?
Ugh.
He's like a famous New Orleans chef.
His hips are grossing me out.
But he lost all the weight.
He had an operation.
I don't like his hips.
Operation. What are you fucking
operation.
What are you, Nick DiPaolo show?
Operation.
It's a dangerous operation. Yeah, dude. We're not. There is a.
There's Hollywood fat.
There's a TV fat.
I know.
And we're. We're. Yeah.
We're past it.
I went to an audition recently.
I don't like that you're throwing me in with you, but yeah.
No.
I mean, you don't have hair.
You don't have hair.
But am I Tim fat?
You don't have hair. Yes, we're the same fat. I guarantee you.
Lauren just
we're
said
the same
I'm
fat.
Not.
We are.
Lauren said I'm not.
We are.
How about you guys
Lauren
both
said.
Say your weight at
Lauren's
the same
your,
time?
Yeah.
Lauren's your one.
Yes. Two. What am I,
Tim?
290. Oh. No, I'm 290. We're the exact same weight.
290?
I'm like 293. We're the same. I guarantee you. Lauren's your personal assistant. Of course she's going to agree with you.
I would say you guys
she's
are...
She's not my personal assistant. She's well, the
what the hell does
show.
She do?
Produces,
she produces show my show,
Christy's show, okay, Chip's show.
All right, I apologize. She's a media mogul. But the point is that...
I'm on more podcasts than Lewis, I think.
Let's not get carried away.
Don't get nuts.
I know.
No, Lewis just stabbed you.
Yeah. Kim just starts stabbing
This is for
her.
Lewis.
Don't talk about my man like that, you stupid bitch. My man be on like every podcast.
He knows what he's freaking doing.
Yeah.
God, Jesus Christ.
He got his own network.
Don't talk shit about him.
Stupid gringo bitch.
I was going to say is Lucky Lewis. Oh, my God. That's great. Do you do that for him once in a while?
You do that when you fuck, don't you?
What? I don't know.
Oh, Lucky Lewis.
I don't know.
You guys talk Spanish.
Auditioning sucks. It is one of the things that sucks.
Auditioning suck because it's its own thing.
Yeah.
You think that you would come in. Now, look, man, people know me, too, when I went. They're like, hey, Robert, it's weird because they know me. And I'm like, oh,
you
shit.
You think it's
because
they read your name on the sign-up?
No, because they know me from Louie and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know when somebody knows you.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And my self-esteem is like, huh? How do you?
No, that's cool. So they know you, yeah.
But still, it does help, but it's still.
You're still nervous.
That whole thing is if you can just do it as much as you can. I go in for shit auditions sometimes, like things I'll never take.
Just to get good.
Because that's even better because I'll go in and just.
Not care.
I booked a thing on Law & Order, two things. One, I had this stupid hat. I mean, a ridiculous hat.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have ever worn it. And I had it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to wear it in there because it will get me over the fear of this shit.
Yeah.
Like being ridiculous will be like, ah, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. And I booked it, and they made me bring the hat, and I wore it in the episode. And another one, I remember I went in, I had a booger, and I took the booger out, rolled it, flicked it, and I booked it.
Wow, they love that kind of stuff because they remember you.
Well, it's just that they were like, it freed me up to not give a fuck. Not to say pick your nose and roll a booger, but
that's what I do at my next audition.
But it made me not give a fuck about this. I had a booger and I was whatever.
It's like being able to work out at a club and not worrying about the club not booking you again. It's like you do better when you can do natural stand up.
Yeah, it's true.
Right, when you can just go up and do your thing
and not
be
worry.
You.
Yeah, yeah, not worry about it. Yeah, like, I don't care if I bomb here. I know they'll book me again.
Auditioning is a motherfucker, man, and people do it at the biggest levels.
Yeah,
you know that, and people. I love people who say offer only. But they're not there, and you just never see them anything ever again.
Yeah.
You know, auditioning is a fucker.
There's very few people that can do offer only.
What's that?
That means they just have to offer you the part.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple of times.
They just offer where it they, to you without
not, auditioning? Yeah, it's like Meryl Streep can do that. Meryl Streep can go, I'm not really interested. Robert De Niro can do that. Go, I'm not reading for your shit. Offer me the part or not.
Well, they don't even say that. They just get offered the part.
Right.
What I'm saying is, like, I've done offer only where, like, on certain shows where they know me already. Because I've auditioned before and they want to give me a part, but I keep, it's like, look, just give me the part or I'm passing.
Yeah.
Because you know what I can do.
Don't fuck around.
You know me. I don't really need to come in, go to Queens again and do this. You've seen me twice, three times. You like me. You know what I can do.
Right.
And they could just literally say, yeah, we'll give it to them. It's almost like, trust me at this point. You know I can, you like me on this show. You like me on that show. You had me come in. I can do this. You know I can.
Right, right.
Yeah, because it is look, man, if you hire somebody that fucking stinks, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You lose thousands of fucking dollars.
Can you book someone and then like unbook them? Like, no.
All
Once
the time.
You say,
all the time.
Oh, you can?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I
That's
know.
That's my biggest fear is being like, I got it.
Even when they the show
see you
starts.
And then they're like, never mind, girl.
Dane got fired at a table read.
Really?
I got the gig. Tell me the story. Got the gig. The director got fired. The new director came in and said, he's gone.
Wow.
Jeez.
I think Quinn got fired at a table read, too.
Wow.
That's a Yeah, you get fired. There's people that get fired a lot. You get, especially that table read's a motherfucker.
That's stressful.
Yeah. I mean, because you got to, you know, go. Those table reads stress me out. You go through, you off your phone there, fatty?
I just got an email.
Yeah, good. Fucking check it later. We're almost wrapping it up, you fucking...
It's about my career.
What is it?
It's an
email.
You're
opening for Vinny?
I got an email from...
come on. That was
your management company.
Really? What'd they say?
It was an email about something.
Oh, good.
It's from your people.
Yeah,
sir?
Well,
yeah. I'm not going to say names, but they're good people.
They are good people.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Right. They said they got to make some changes.
Good. I hope it's me. all right. Well, listen, let's wrap this up. You know deepdiscount.com. You know the whatchamacallit, fucking... Oh, my brain's stopping.
What do you want? What do you need?
What is the thing they go to?
Deepdiscount.com.
No, fuck that.
The homepage.
I hate you. You don't even know. She's trying. Her improv stinks. What do you got? What do you need? She's not saying shit that I said already.
What do you want? What do you need? What do you got? Here. Deep discount.
No, our fucking thing that people join.
Okay. So, Patreon?
I hate you. No!
What?
The fucking thing!
Download the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app and become a premium member. It's only $1.99 a month. And there's original content behind the wall. Oh, first 10 episodes are always free.
A lot of one-on-ones up there. The, you know what fucking went nuts was the JFL one.
The JFL one?
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
We're going to be doing another Creeps with Kids coming up. And we're also going to be doing a YKWD Live. Go to my website. Where's the YKWD Live? What? Go scroll down. Stop real quick. Yeah, of course. Scroll up a little bit. Yeah, up a little more, Bubba. Yeah, there we go. Draft House is coming up September 1st, 2nd, 15th, 16th. Helium Comedy Club. Love that club. Buffalo, Somerville Theater. I'm accepting the Comic of the Year at the Boston Comedy Festival.
Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Which is going to be great. The Boston Comedy Festival, it's going to be fun. Then, of course, I go to Side Splitters. I'm going to be hanging out there with Mike Calta. Punchline Philly. Oh, my God, I love it. Look at my fuck. I love it. Tacoma. That's going to be... I can't wait to do that club. That's in October. And then, where is the fucking other one? We're doing a live YKWD in Boston, in Rhode Island. The night before, my wife didn't put it up there. The 22nd, we're doing a live YKWD. Okay? Lauren, are you coming?
In Rhode Island?
Yeah. I got to put the show together now, too. I got to find out who's coming.
See my ex-husband. I'll do it. There.
Yeah?
Is that where
who
he lives?
Said you'll do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Have him on the show.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Bring Lauren's ex.
We're doing. I booked this thing at a pizza place. It's a restaurant pizza place.
Wait.
We're going to do a live.
On Thayer Street? Antonio's?
What? Hang on. It's in Providence.
Tell me it's Antonio's.
I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, where the fuck
That's
is
where
it?
I went to college.
It's in Federal Hill, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Thayer Street.
Hang on.
It's Antonio's.
I don't know.
They got split pizza burrito. We used to go there. It's the best place.
I don't know
places.
If it's Antonio's.
Wow, fusion.
Oh, no, wait. Pizza Federal Hill?
Wow. I'm hungry.
Where the fuck is it? It's in Providence, Rhode Island. Where the fuck is it?
In Providence, Rhode Island, apparently. Federal Hill's all the Italians. Just go to Providence and ask around when you get there. I lived in the ghetto when I lived there.
Cunty sarcasm doesn't play when people don't laugh.
it's just cunty.
Yeah, it's just cunty.
Can the rest of us plug things?
Federal Hill Brick Oven Pizza. No, we're getting to you, Fatso.
Oh,
wait
it's nice
second.
There.
But Federal Hill Brick Oven Pizza. It's going to be a pizza party podcast. We're going to have a big pizza party.
Pizza party.
I'm going to have Rhode Island comics, local comedians come down.
Great.
No, there's a couple guys that really, come on.
I said great.
Well, yeah, but you rolled your fucking eyes.
I did it.
You
I
did
said
your
great.
Fucking rolled your cunty eyes. You know, you become a real cunt there's since a... you got mediocre success.
Listen to me.
How was the weekend? How was the weekend?
Phenomenal.
Was it sold great. Out?
It was. There was some people
nice
there.
Nice talking to you. All right, listen. Go fuck yourself. I know how many people were there.
The guy said I reminded him of you. He heard me on stage. Yeah. He's like, oh, it sounds like Bobby.
Yeah, well, then you're funny.
Where are you going to stay in Rhode Island?
Give me my phone. Where's my phone? Oh, shit.
It was not sold out.
Hi, buddy. Max. Yeah. What? What are you going to show me? I hope.
He just starts getting his
yeah. What's that?
It's a gun he found.
All right, watch yourselves. I'll fucking punch both of you. What?
See the bug?
Oh, he found aww. A bug.
Okay, buddy. You're being real anticlimactic. Listen.
I love, bug.
I love you, buddy. I'll be right back. All right, I'll call you in 2 seconds.
It's a cricket.
Oh, that is really cute. All
right, buddy. I love
it's
you.
It's a cricket.
That cricket. All right, where are you going to put the cricket?
In a bowl so you can eat it later.
Where are you going to put the cricket, you fat... Hang on 1 second, buddy. 1 second, you fat twat. Shut up.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to do. Who's laughing?
Hi, Max.
That's Adam. He laughs at everything, buddy.
I see him.
I guess.
Hey, buddy. What's up? Did I see the cricket?
Yeah, we did.
You want to see the girls?
Hi, cutie.
I just see the cricket.
I see it.
Remember what, Tim?
Hi.
What's up, Max?
Me.
Oh, that's a cricket. I see
All right,
it.
Buddy. This is real. I got to go. Yeah, I love you. I love you, buddy, so much. Nah, buddy. Okay. Ma. Mama, I love you, pal. You gonna feed the cricket to the... He's got a pet praying mantis.
Oh, really?
And the thing just...
Oh, that's cool.
Devours.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh no!
This is abusive. If you can't hang up because you lose
better
followers,
not fucking hang
this
up.
This is a really
him.
Weird place to be at the end of a podcast. You can't leave really because you'll be a bad dad.
This is when you go, "What would Lewis do?"
Not dad.
What, buddy? Okay. What? You're killing
you
me. What's
up? No, dad,
don't leave. Oh my god!
Oh, this is fucked
right,
up.
Yeah. You tell me whatever you got to tell me, kid. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, buddy. I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay, yep, go ahead.
Will you show
with
Lauren?
Yeah,
no.
Sure. Okay.
Hi, Max.
Which one do you want to show, the Puerto Rican or the Nazi?
Can you see it?
Whoa.
You go Italian, buddy.
Aw.
That's awesome, pal. You're awesome, kid.
That's so cool.
All right, buddy. I love you. He hung up fucking.
He showed that cricket like you were telling the tour dates. Okay.
Wow. Where is it? Yeah, give it to you. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Can you wrap it around your top, put some clothes on? You fucking... Jesus Christ.
That was very cute.
It was really cute.
Yeah,
when
you
he
seemed...
Said, when he
no,
said,
Dad, no!
It's a
cricket!
Don't leave.
I love him to death. I had to put him to bed last night without a movie. It almost killed me.
How old is he?
He fucking came out of the... He's four. He came out at four and two. 2 months. He came out of the bathroom last night and fucking... Just said, you know, something to his mom, screamed, like lost it. And he can't, we don't yell. You can't yell, you know. I go, all right, no movie, in the bed. And he's like, no. I'm like, that's it. Consequence, done. You know that. You don't scream at your mother. You don't raise your voice. Deal with your emotions. No movie. And he lost it. And it's so hard not to go, all right. But I'll try. And I'm like, nah, buddy, you lost the movie. I'm sorry. You're not, you got to learn. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, I wanted so bad to
give
go.
It to him.
Just to go, all right, one more time. But if I didn't, I'd fuck him
for
life.
Yeah, they don't learn like
no,
that.
No, you got to teach him. You tell him, no, you can't watch the Voss roast tonight. You have to wait a little bit on that. Listen, this is funny. It's
funny.
Like,
I'm sorry.
This
listen,
whole podcast is set
you
up to
can't,
fail. You, know?
You can't whole fucking tell us.
Fail.
We tell you it's funny
no,
by
no,
laughing.
God, no. That's not the
yeah,
way
to no, that is.
Absolutely untrue.
Absolutely.
Absolutely untrue.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely untrue.
We would, if every time you've been funny, we literally
that's,
crack
that's
up.
That's completely untrue. That's
no, it's
completely
not.
Untrue.
Why is that untrue?
I'm just saying, I know what's funny. I don't need anybody to tell me what's funny.
Right. Okay.
Nobody needs anyone to tell them what's funny.
Okay. All right. Do you want to, what state, we want to make another statement? Go ahead. Why don't people, I disagree with you because if you were funny, I think you're one of my favorites.
I guarantee that people,
I laugh. So you, everything you say is funny when you think it's funny. Everything you think
no,
is funny
you're being,
is funny.
You're being antagonistic today because that's your
I'm
thing.
I'm not antagonistic. What am I saying? I laughed at you.
I'm not antagonistic. That's me.
Fuck you.
That is you.
Okay, let me do it. How am I being antagonistic?
You're being antagonistic. You just don't?
Buddy, you made me laugh harder than I've ever laughed in my life today.
What?
Your rant. You did a rant.
About what, Lewis?
That I was cracking. Literally one of the funniest rants I've heard
that
on the show.
That was very funny.
I think you're hilarious. You're one of my favorite people. I tell everybody how great you are.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But you know what? Everything you say is not funny.
That's not everything. I understand that.
And that one
I understand
was, that. That one was not that funny.
It was decent.
It was not.
It was decent.
It wasn't.
It was the greatest. It was the funniest thing that's ever
first of all,
been said.
Yeah, exactly. You're not. It wasn't that funny. Just take the hit.
It was the funniest thing
ever. That's the problem with your generation. You can't take one.
What do you mean my generation? I'm 78 years old.
That's it.
Generation.
Just
generation
take a hit.
Talking about.
Take a hit.
I take the hit. I take the
take it.
Oh, this
take
is two
it.
Hours.
Accept,
yeah.
Accept it.
Okay, it's accepted.
Accept it.
Can I do my plugs now?
No, you're doing yours last.
You lost it like the movie.
What?
It's a consequence.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Why? You want to do yours now?
No, I'll do them later.
What do you want to do? You want to do them now?
I'll do them later.
You can do them now. Yeah, do them now.
Go, Tim.
No,
go
I want to do them
Tim,
later.
Go do them now.
Now I want to do them later.
No, Tim, do them now. You
now
do
I
want to
do them later.
I was going to let the ladies go first.
I'm going to read Lewis. Can I read Lewis's plugs instead of mine? Can I,
no,
can I get Lewis's website up and just read Lewis's?
Sure, if you want to do that. If you want to use your time, go ahead.
No,
we can bring it up.
I'll be at Dead Crow Comedy Club, North Carolina this weekend. Please come see me.
Club.
It is great. Please come see me. That would be a lot of fun. And that's important. DC Improv, September 15th and 16th. And Hilarities in October. That's far away. So come to Dead Crow.
Are you headlining Hilarities?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Great club. Should great guy.
DimDillComedy.com for tickets to the tour bus show I do for the New York Comedy Festival.
Nick,
sign
is,
up.
You're going to love Nick at Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm
just
awesome.
A great guy.
Yeah.
Really good guy. Who wants to go next, girls?
I'll go. I'm at KatieHannigan.com, at Katie Hannigan on Twitter. I don't know what's going on with my schedule. I have a show coming up. I'm doing the Red Clay Comedy Festival in Atlanta at the end of September.
It's a good festival.
It's a good festival. And I have shows in the city, but it's all on my website at katiehannigan.com.
That's great. You put your city shows up there, too?
Yep. Anyone can stalk me. So
that's
it's
great.
Not the safest, but
and
I
you
do
have
a
no
lot of
boyfriend.
Shows. I got no boyfriend. I'm going to do the roast tonight at the stand.
Go grab a beer.
Let me tell you something. I remember you from what you did with us, which was hilarious. But the roast last week... Well, yeah. You were fucking, I mean,
who are you going against tonight?
Oh, I got Eric Bergstrom.
I think you're going to win.
Yeah, you're
well,
definitely
going to
win.
Well, he's having a kind of a rough time, so hopefully
why?
I do.
Why?
He's just having a hard year. His
in
sister
life.
Died.
But he's but he's
his far, sister died?
He survived cancer.
He's got a crazy girlfriend.
What the fuck is that? What was that?
It was a fake masturbation.
She goes, her sister died? Yeah. She started jerking off.
Yeah, Kim's fun.
I think the rose, listen, the rose for me, I did it last week. It's fucking, I feel bad when I leave.
I fucking love it. Oh, I love it. I feel like I don't get to express myself like that in a way that's accepted that yes. often.
But
it's
like,
way different than stand-up.
But it's like, your dad committed suicide.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like in some way I'm being disconnected from humanity because I'm like, oh God, this poor kid's dad really killed himself.
Yeah, but that's the whole game. That's the whole art of it. Is
but
to
don't
do.
You think, and but are you desensitizing?
Think.
But
you're saying what we're all thinking. Like your dad killed himself. We all want to talk about it. Everybody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, but not make fun of it.
Yeah, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All of it? Really?
No, like, I think
it's
the situation would be sad.
I know, but
it's
roast.
Like...
But roasting, like, roasting somebody, you can roast somebody. Like, we did the Ross roast. Nobody brought up somebody's fucking death or anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it was Lewis brought up.
Did we?
Yeah. Lewis brought up Bonnie's retarded sister.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah. I just feel
well,
like
retarded people are way funnier than dead people.
the last roast, I felt that there was a lot of dead sisters and dead fathers, and
it's
I was like, oh God, man.
We didn't this have any like... in our battle. I didn't. Mm. I felt like I didn't really like Ilan in that moment, though. He's a nice guy, but...
Yeah, what are you... They're fucking vicious.
Yeah.
Like, you are fucking vicious.
I like it.
Yeah, but here's the thing about you is that you're adorable, and then you come up and you're the fucking meanest.
Yeah,
Jesus
you're mean.
Christ. That's like an advantage.
But it's also funny if you're
it's
mean
a misdirection
and not fun,
being
you know?
A woman. Yeah.
They're also really funny. If you're mean and you're not funny, it doesn't work.
Some of them are mean and not funny, and you're like, oof.
Yeah, then you, it's not good.
So it's interesting. You got to be mean, but also funny. It's got to like hit both things.
Yeah, it's a really interesting show. It's fucking crazy. But I did feel, you feel kind of, it's like that Comedy 101 that I did. It's a funny show, but after, it's like when I used to do O&A, I was like, this is, you're laughing, everybody's, but when you left, you're like, oh, I feel a little dirty.
Mm.
I feel dirty. Like, ooh, what was that? But. I guess when it's funny, it is funny. Like her thing about rubbing a pussy out about her dead sister or whatever the fuck it was. That made me laugh. What do you got? You're moving back to L.A., right? You're moving back.
Well, I go back to L.A. on Thursday. I'll be at the Comedy Store September 4th, September 11th. I actually just put out a new podcast. It's called Stone Science. You can find it on iTunes.
What's
it's Stone
it about?
Science. Me and my writing partner, we smoke weed and we talk about like the new... science stories that are just happening. The first episode's all things vaginas. So we talk about like the parts of the vagina shit you don't know that happens to women.
Like what?
Like that more women are dying from birth control after being pregnant than ever before. And just like crazy shit, you know. We
I like squirting. I guarantee. Are you, well, like just like
are you
the simple
naked right now. What are you doing?
Just like the
this podcast is crazy.
Just like the idea that like we had to identify parts in our uterus, and I had no idea what was inside my own body. Like, could you point out the parts?
Hell yeah,
you could.
I'm a nerd though.
Oh. I can close my
Do you know?
Eyes.
I know nothing. See, and it's inside, and there's like so much knowledge.
I
on
just
dick,
put a
so
penis in there.
We threw some knowledge on pussies on the last episode. You can find that at patreon.com/stone.
Is that the
science
name of the podcast?
Stone Science.
Oh no, the this it's every
the episode's all about vaginas.
Pussy.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So check me out science there. Twitter, Kimberly Congdon.
What? Comedy Store is the shit now, huh?
Yeah.
That great kid Adam's no joke.
No.
Fucking switched it up. God bless him.
I know.
I used to go there and I get depressed.
It's a whole different world.
Well, it used to be full. The main room was never open. The other room was half full. Upstairs was
Bringer
like three
show
people and they were doing weird shit.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, this is such a fucking beautiful venue.
Yeah.
Like, the main room was like, why is this not full? It's so good. And now,
it's
every
beautiful
single night, it's fucking packed out.
Yeah, it's great.
Good for them, man.
Yeah.
Good for comics out there, too. All right, let's get the fuck. Adam, what do you got?
At Rec Room Audio. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Got it. What do you got?
At Lauren Kuber and whoever's watching live Thursday at Stand Up New York at 8 p.m. Prenup. My show
prenup. Yes, prenup. My show tomorrow night's sold out at the Pussycat. It's been sold out for a week. I don't know why they keep plugging it. If someone's going to fucking not show up. So if you want to come by, get on standby. Someone will fucking not show up. So you can come by, but it's sold out. And I think Sarah
Talamash?
Talamash.
Sarah List.
Sarah List. Thank you.
Is she changing her name? Did she say?
I got to piss. We'll see you guys later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.